Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Bites?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me mine.
Hey, mamas. Welcome to this week's episode of Mamas in Merlot. My name is Vanessa, and I just wanted to jump in here real quick before the episode started to just let you know that last week or the week before, I don't remember when we recorded this, I got to sit in on an episode of What's Up, Bro? It is another podcast on the Geek Bro Network that's hosted by Stephanie of Mamas and Merlot, along with our good friend Missy and some guy that I'm married to, my husband, Nary Signs. So I got to sit in on the episode of Woo Bro, and we decided to make it a crossover since two-thirds of Mamas and Merlot was on that episode. It is now a Mamas and Merlot episode. So just wanted to come in here real quick, let you know that the intro is going to be a teensy bit different than usual, but it is also a Mamas episode. So thank you so much for listening. We love your faces, and cheers.
Okay, I agree. She gets stamps.
And we're recording. And welcome to the What's Up, Bro podcast.
Did you forget for a second?
No, it's been a long time.
It's been almost 3 months.
I know.
It's been, you know, oddly enough. Let me stop with the intro. let me finish with the intro. I am Nary Signs. With me, as used to be, is Stephanie.
Hello.
Ulloa and Missy.
Hey.
Girl with no last name.
Nope.
And then we have my wife, Vanessa.
Hello.
And I am Nary Signs. Did I say that already?
Yes, you did.
All right, it doesn't matter.
It's okay.
I'm exhausted.
We know who you are.
I actually, Steph Anime Senior and I recorded an episode in Australia, we were on my iPad and we were using GarageBand, which apparently blows because it would stop every like 10, 20 minutes. Because it would reach the capacity of how long you could record a song. Because apparently GarageBand is only for music and not meant for fucking podcasting. So it was a mission. The quality is not the greatest. So in that sense...
Were you guys also in like a public place?
No. So that's the only... I haven't put it out. I have it and it's an hour long, but I don't want to...
You have to edit it.
No, it's already been edited together.
So
I just
put it out.
Yeah, bro.
Put a little disclaimer at the beginning. Just like,
I did.
This sounds a little weird.
I did. All right, so anyways, it's been a long time. Thank you guys for coming back and listening to us. Sorry we left you. But Geek Bro has not left you because between the Mount Geekmore podcast, the Mamas and Merlot podcast, the Shiver podcast, the Talking Geek podcast, Comedy Fitness podcast, we have not stopped putting out content. So hopefully you subscribe to the geekbro.net podcast network and you would never have been left alone. So thank you for checking us out. This is What's Up, Bro. It's gonna be weird because we haven't done this in a while.
I know, so, and there's so many things that we could talk about, but then we don't have that much time.
So many things.
I'm sorry, I was trying to prevent Missy from poking her own eye out with a corkscrew.
I was pretending.
Why would you prevent that?
Yeah, seriously.
That's a great podcast.
That was my disability check, bitch.
Because it's visual.
Anyways.
Wait, hold on. Yes, let me go Facebook Live.
The sound effects would have been amazing.
That would have gotten us on Ellen.
She would have got you a new eye.
Oh,
she would have.
Glass eye. That
correct.
Hello. It does. It's not coming out. That's why.
Oh.
It's not plugged in all the way?
No, it is.
Is her volume in the right place?
Is that better?
See?
Did I die? Am I dead?
Okay, that sounds better.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Okay. Not dead, not dead.
She could have given you like a glass eye, and then you're just like, you never know who you're looking for. Like a patch would have been like, awesome.
Oh my gosh, I got a new Ellen patch.
I told Neri this weekend my plan about how I'm going to get on Ellen, and then she's going to get me a job with Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, okay.
I'm putting it out there in the universe. Oh,
like the secret.
Do you want to hear how it's going to happen?
Sure.
So I'm going to be in the audience.
We're going to tag Ellen in this.
Yeah, you
we
should.
Need to tag Ellen when we release
so,
this.
So I'm going to be in the audience, okay. And then she's going to call me on stage, and we're going to talk.
Why is she calling you on stage?
Because the universe is on my side.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm on stage and I'm talking to her and I'm telling her how much I love her. And
you know, it's not
so
like The Price is Right where they don't just like call random.
Anyway,
people.
Don't kill my dreams, bitch. And so okay, no, I'm on stage and I'm talking
I'm
to her
just
and
to
I'm
follow
telling
your
her,
logic here, sweetie.
I'm trying.
Somebody will have written a letter on her behalf. Okay, okay.
That's fine. That's
so then
that's
we're.
Fine.
I'm talking to her and then she goes, "I hear that besides me, you're a really big fan of Melissa McCarthy." And I tell her yes because she's awesome and she's great at improv and she's my hero and I'd love to meet her one day just to tell her she's. And then she's gonna do the Ellen thing where
she's
like, "Do you want
you? She
no?"
Pops out of the box.
She's gonna tell
no,
me.
Ellen doesn't scare regular people.
No, she doesn't.
She'll, like, scare celebrities.
She'll say, "Oh, so you want to meet her one day? What about right now?" And then the double doors will open and she'll come out and we'll talk. And long story short, she's gonna let me work for her production company.
And this I'm is a very well California. Thought out plan.
Okay,
I have a lot of time at work.
Clearly,
yes, you do.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, did anyone get married this weekend?
No, I don't think so.
Nobody that we should
nobody
care
that
about.
We know
that we should care about. Correct.
We're
that
American.
Is, that is correct. Well, the monarch.
Well, that's true.
Monarch
the,
or monarchy.
She's it's tech. Monarch is single. Yeah, singular.
She's the Duchess of Sussex.
Yes,
Duchess of Sussex.
Say that shit when you're drunk. I dare you.
Do we have?
I
one?
Dare you. That's what reminded me of. Samuel Jackson, say that shit one more time. I dare you. I fucking double dare you. Say that shit
say
one more time.
One more time. That's what? From Pulp Friction.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp.
Not Friction. Wow. The sexual tension is
it, huh?
Fucking coming
pulp
out.
Been a minute.
Is the porn version.
Never seen it.
I'm making it up. I don't know that exists,
I'm
but I'm sure it does.
Dave, tweet at us.
Let's see.
Dave's Nary's. Forget Nary's Dave.
Fucking Googling it.
Pulp anyway.
Friction.
Yeah.
What's new in the hood?
Well, I mean, you wanted to talk about the wedding, I guess?
I'm not the only person in the room.
I mean,
I've been there, done that, so it's on
yeah,
you, boo boo.
I've heard a lot about the wedding.
I mean,
in
I do that
days.
A lot, so. I mean, everybody's right. Always asking, like, well, here's the thing. Like, the whole lead up was everybody asking me, is like, oh, are you so excited for the wedding? And I'm like, not really, because they don't show us, like, the good part that I'd want to see.
Right,
the honeymoon, the fucking?
The reception.
I'm with you, girl.
They should show the party. Like, why don't
I thought
they?
You were going to go a different way for a second.
What did you think she was going to say?
He's on that island by himself.
I thought she was going to be like, yeah, I would want to see them fucking.
Oh, no.
He's
okay.
On that island
I
by himself.
I don't need to see anybody fucking.
You,
it's okay.
You guys wouldn't want to see Prince Harry fucking?
I want to see a ginger
I'm looking at Stephanie.
He's a ginger.
Not her.
No, she's too classy for that.
Not her.
She's not classy
she's too classy for fucking?
For fucking live.
Oh, she makes love. She doesn't fuck.
What Missy said.
She makes love. She
what are they,
pop.
Five?
Segue.
Can we share with the audience so that they're not lost?
Haven't we told the story?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't.
There's so many stories to tell.
One story. Time he was trying to be cute and Vanessa said, what are
no,
you,
No, he
five?
Wasn't trying to be cute.
Yes, I was. That's I was cute. Trying to... I
he
could
have been like, cute. Let's fuck.
Well, like he does all
listen,
the time.
No.
He tells me I want to put my penis in your vagina and throw
oh,
up
danger,
in it.
Danger.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanna, that's not the whole. That's not the whole statement.
That is the whole
no,
statement.
No, the statement is I want to put my penis
what
in your.
What did I do? What did I do? Look,
this
what,
is
you
your
did.
Fault.
Look what you're doing.
Both of you.
The statement is I want to put my penis in your vagina multiple times like it's doing push-ups until it throws up. That's what the statement is. Not just okay. Simply.
She has tears in her eyes.
I am appalled.
You guys, this is what I live with.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Hold on. The reason why this is to the audience more so than the panel.
This is what I live with.
The reason why is because there is no good way that I could find to ask my wife for sex.
I agree with
to
you.
To initiate
there's,
sex.
Yes.
Because my wife is one of those that she would make fun or find something wrong with whatever I say.
Oh, but I
so I've tried it every way. I've tried, do you want to have sex? Which, because, like, why you got to be so gross? It's got, and I go, and then that's when it started. That's why how it started. She goes, why you gotta be gross? I go, that's not gross. If I said I want to put my penis in your vagina until it throws up, that's gross. And then she was like, oh my God. And I'm like, from then on, that's all I'm gonna fucking say.
Didn't she say, oh, thanks for being so romantic or something like that?
Always. Yeah, she goes, when I go, oh, you wanna have sex? She's like, oh, romantic. And then I say things like, would you like to make love? And she was like, what are you, five? She goes, what are you, five? I'm like, what kind of fucking childhood did you have that at 5 years old you're asking, do you want to make love? What the fuck is happening here? I've asked every way possible.
Who are you,
I've said, do you want to do it?
Asked her, do you want to make a baby? Because she might.
Oh, that, but she, that's too much.
that's too much. That's crossing the line.
That's crossing the line.
Not the penis and the vagina vomiting thing.
There's a visual that I cannot remove from my head ever again. Yeah.
What, like penis going to CrossFit and then working out until it throws up? your vagina is a box. Oh, and God, that's the, so they call CrossFit the box, and that's what you do.
The milkshake.
Yeah.
So there's no right way of asking my wife for sex. There's no, like, even if
it's just like, awkward,
I agree with that. Like, I don't think that there's a nice way.
I think it's silly. I think if you go, hey, you want to do it or you want to have sex, you're like, yeah, that's the fucking correct way to do it. Just accept it.
It's awkward.
It's so weird.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
No, I think it's ridiculous that you guys feel awkward that your husbands are asking for. What am I supposed to do? Pass her a fucking note that says you want to have sex, circle yes or no? What the fuck are the options?
Tomorrow's your last day, buddy. I'm rooting for you.
Thanks.
I mean. To a certain extent, I understand that. But then on the flip side, I have Dave that tries to be like as cheesy about it as possible. And he's like legit asked me once, like, if I wanted to do the horizontal mambo. And I laughed in his face for like a good 5 minutes. I was like, don't ever fucking talk to me again. Get that thing away from me.
As opposed to the vertical mambo?
But that's
I get it. That's just mambo. I got it.
Halftime.
That's just mambo.
Halftime? Oh, that's a thing.
I kind of agree that there's no like right way. Like there's
this
no
bullshit.
Like,
I've had many girlfriends before where I'm like, hey, let's do it.
Girlfriends, you hear that shit?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Not everybody's like you, Stephanie, that only dated the guy that she married. Ugh. So gross.
New phone, who did?
Yeah. Why is that gross?
You just buy the first car you test drive. You don't fucking test drive anything else? Really? That's the first one? What if the first one would have been a minivan?
There is a return policy, but you got to get lawyers involved.
It wasn't. So what if
the first one was a minivan?
It wasn't, so I don't have that problem.
Because you hate minivans because you're stupid.
Minivans are the tits.
They are really the tits.
I hate myself for loving it so much.
I don't hate you for loving it.
I don't hate minivans. I just don't want one for myself. That's all I've ever said.
I'm not going to
judge. I make fun of you guys, but.
What? When did that happen? No.
But I don't want one for myself.
Hashtag no pena this weekend. I had a blast in the minivan.
Good for you. I'm very
that
happy.
That backseat. When this van
we went
rock
to Disney, and- listeners. We went to Disney this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Some of us did.
With the Mercantinis.
The Mercs and the Sands.
And the me. Missies. And the Missy.
I made a Hans. Remember when I made the Han Solo joke at dinner that we were splitting the check? And then I was like, this is one family. This is when I'm Han Solo. Mm-hmm. And the waiter laughed. And I was telling my friend Lisa about it. And she goes, you know, they're paid employees. They're supposed to humor you. And I'm like, are you telling me that strippers don't like their customers either?
What? Mind blown.
This is brand new information.
Well, she could have just been like, okay, but...
They played along.
She played along. Good. She earned her
ticket. And Neri went on Star Tours for the first time.
He did.
I was able to fit.
And?
Yay, at Star Tours.
And I cried. Legitimately cried. Like, boohoo cried. Just at the fact that I put the seatbelt on. I was like...
Not to mention that it was his son's first time on Star Tours.
Because I knew he wasn't going to like it.
He didn't like it?
He didn't like it.
He wasn't a big fan of it. He didn't hate it. He didn't cry, but he wasn't the biggest fan of it. He wasn't.
Sophie liked it.
Yeah, because it's too much. It's too rocky for him. And he's like, didn't know what was happening.
He like just barely made the cutoff.
Yeah,
when his helped him.
We went like a month and a half ago, and it was kind of the same with Link, but he loved it. So
yeah, so
maybe I need to make him watch some more Star Wars movies.
But he did get the references. Like he says, "Oh, I've seen that before." Like he knew. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He didn't know the names. He's not one of those like, "Oh, look, I'm 3 years old. I know John Williams, the fucking score for Star Wars." But he did.
Who would say such a thing?
Your son.
Your son.
I know.
Your
fucking it was a joke. Son. Thanks.
Yours.
I love the fact this is. No,
he thinks that every detour
movie so
is scored by John Williams.
Wait, let's finish this story.
So I'm hanging out with Dave a couple weeks ago, Dave and Link, and then
Dave. Oh, because they picked you up.
They picked me up, and then that. Dave.
Because he was locked
Dave was like, oh, who does. Dave goes to Link. He Link's in the back seat, and he goes, Link, who does the score to Star Wars? Who does the music? Do you remember? And he goes, John Williams. And he goes, correct. And what else does John Williams score?
And, like, that he and then he fucking like starts, Alex Trebek.
Starts going
correct.
He starts like going off and naming correct films that John Williams has scored. And then he goes, Batman. And he goes, nope, that's Danny Elfman. And he goes, Danny Elfman. And then he was like, blah blah. So
but Link will remember that shit forever now.
And then here's the thing. This is the part that makes me laugh is the fact that Dave looked over at me like, huh? And I was like, why the fuck are you making a 3-year-old remember this shit? This is like
because he can. He has a good retention.
This is a great party trick for like, hey, look what my son can do. My son can recite the alphabet backwards and tell you the fucking filmography of John Williams. And he's only 3. But I'm like, this is a weird thing to be teaching your son at 3. Like, I just think it's weird. But he looked at me like so proud. This is not, he wasn't proud at Link. He was
proud of himself that he was. He was part proud of that himself wisdom.
At like, huh? Like, look at me.
Look what I did.
Fathering like a winner.
He was like, look at me. And I was just like, and I didn't want to be that. I didn't want to be that guy to be like, really, bro? You really like? I was like,
so you're just gonna go a podcast today
and put it out to the world?
His wife
is here.
You know why? Fine. Because his wife is here, and his wife understood exactly where I was going. And I'm just like, that's just fucking. That's just a. I find it a little weird that he was like, that's useless knowledge.
I feel like at 3 they should be learning
fun things.
Not even fun things, but like.
Well, it's all useless knowledge. The fact that we got to learn about dinosaurs, it's fucking okay. Like, what did the T-Rex eat? Meat. Like, who gives a shit? It's fucking useless knowledge, right?
Just watch Jurassic World like really a person.
Fun. Sorry, back to useless knowledge. When we were on the safari in Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. We were looking at the animals, and all of a sudden, Nate goes, that's an okapi. And I'm like...
And he was right.
And then and I'm like, we all looked at him like, where did you put... And Lion Guard.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's kind of cool. It's useless knowledge, but with that's kind of fun.
It's Simba. It's a TV show on Disney Junior that is Simba's kids.
It's actually really cool.
It's cute.
It's like
it's Lion King.
It's not like Lion King one and a half. It's actually like Lion
what
King.
What show was it?
It's not Black Panther.
You didn't tell me to change on the Disney Channel this weekend, and you're like, you don't watch that show, and I was like, no, why would I watch that show? And you're like, because
Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb was fucking amazing.
It was another show. I can't remember, so this story is pointless. But anyway, you were on Star Tours.
So I was on Star Tours. I've been losing weight, so I did not. I have never done Star Tours before. I did do bodies when you shrunk mm-hmm. down into a body, but I was literally in high school.
The little spermy.
But I was literally in high school at that time.
Was that a real ride?
Yeah. It was called The Story of Me or something like that.
Yeah.
I just told you that I did it in high school, but that's fine. No, you know. And so I haven't done Star Tours ever because right before Sophie, our daughter, did Star Tours for the first time. Like, I don't know how long before that. Vanessa and I went to Islands of Adventure. We went to Harry Potter. And there were rides that I couldn't get on because I did get on, but she it was crazy tight. It was like fucking crazy tight.
Universal is not as forgiving for those kinds of things.
And so I was now hesitant on every ride. I was like, I'm just not going to ride rides. I don't want to. But in the last 6 months, I've been losing weight with the sole purpose, but with one of the purposes, one of the goals in mind to be like, when we go in May, I'm going to fit in the fucking rides. And I did. So I cried like a fucking bitch. And then we did the rides.
I think you cried like a man, BFF.
I did. I actually did cry like a man. And so we get off the rides, right? Everybody's leaving. We go in, you know how they funnel you into the gift shop, and we go into the gift shop. And then Missy goes, you don't want to buy something to commemorate the first time. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That's a good idea. I should. So I go and get a keychain.
Biggest, heaviest
motherfucking keychain. No, that's not true. There were heavier and bigger keychains. The BB-8,
I think, is bigger than that one.
Not only that, but they have the destroyer.
They didn't have a Nary keychain?
No. They had you know, it's weird. They had Nary with an eye. How fucking odd is that? And then they had...
Nary.
They had a destroyer keychain, which was fucking... actual size, I think that's the fucking actual size of a destroyer. I'm like, Jesus Christ. But they had other ones that were bigger. That was like not the smallest, but it definitely was not the biggest. So I go buy one.
Still pretty fucking
and big. The guy goes,
oh my god,
the guy at the register goes, I go, hey, how come there's no Marvel ride? You guys own MCU now, so how come there's no Marvel ride? Wait, now
you don't even know, baby.
So well, now
I don't even know the
so
story.
Now the thing is, I knew the correct answer to this question, but I didn't remember it. So as I'm asking.
Oh, so you're asking a legit question. You're like not trying to cheat.
I'm asking Missy a legit question. I thought you were trying
to troll somebody.
Because no, I wasn't trying to troll anybody.
Not always a troll, God.
It's 99% of the time it's a troll.
I don't see it.
That's incorrect. That's incorrect.
I see it.
That's incorrect. Because even what you guys call trolls is... it's not accurate, because a troll would be for me to get a rise out of somebody if I say something that I don't believe. If I actually believe it, when I say Dick Tracy sucks, it fucking sucks. The fact that it also gets a rise out of Dave is a plus, but I'm not fucking trolling him. Trolling him would be like, oh, Terminator 2 sucks. I don't believe that. I'm just doing that to get a fucking rise out of him. That would be a troll. But anyways, besides the point, I go back. I digress. I talk to Missy and I go, hey, they don't have a Marvel... they don't have a Marvel ride. How come they don't have a Marvel ride? I'm paying for the keychain. And the guy that works there goes, he's an older guy, not super old, but older than me, and goes, oh, we don't own the rights. And I go, but you guys have the rights to the movies.
They like, don't have
you
theme guys, park rights.
So that's again, as I'm saying this out loud, I then remember, oh, wait, fuck, they don't have theme park rights, right? And he goes, no, they don't have rights to everything. They don't have like characters. That's why it's all Universal. The characters are Universal. So he's telling me things that I already know, but I'm not going to be that fucking guy that's going to be like, thanks for mansplaining. I'm just going to be like, oh, fuck, I forgot that. Thank you for fucking telling me, even though now the rest of this fucking explanation, I already know, but I'm going to pretend like I'm fucking dumb. No, right? So then,
welcome to our world.
So then he goes, so then he looked at me and he goes, you know, but you know, they'll get it some way or someday they'll get it. I don't know the rights or whatever. And he goes, but he said, all evil is fun. And I was like, okay.
That's when I walked away.
He said, all evil is fun. And he says, and then I go, okay. And he goes, yeah, because, he's talking about big corporations. Like, as big a corporation as Disney is, trust me, they're going to get as much fun as they can. Mm-hmm. And he goes, because all evil is fun. And I'm like, okay. And then he goes, even the Bible says that.
Wait.
And then I kind of do the look that my wife is giving me right now, where I'm like, oh,
this
no,
is going to get good.
My butt just got tighter. My butt just got tight. And then my asshole is fucking clenching now. And then he goes, and I'm like, okay, man, this is a little fucking awkward. All right. And then he goes, not that I believe everything in the Bible anyways. Because, you know, you can't believe everything you read in the Bible. And I was like, oh, man, this is so fucking...
I just wanted a keychain.
Like, just give me my fucking receipt so I can get the fuck out of here, man. And the funny thing is, as I tell people the story, I told Jeff the story, and I was like, he literally picked the perfect person to say this to, because I wasn't going to get offended one way or the other. But the two things he said were offensive to fucking two extreme parties.
Yeah.
The moment he goes, all evil is
fun.
All evil is fun. Even the Bible says that. I'm like, dude, if I didn't believe in the Bible, I would be super fucking offended. Or even if you were just a
different religion.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I would be super offended. Like, if I was a religious person, I would be super offended. And then he went the other route. He went the extreme opposite. And he was like, not that I believe in the Bible. And he was like, nah, what if I did believe in the Bible? Asshole, like, now, so if you had me the first half,
I think he was trying to cover all his bases.
I know he was trying to be like,
I think he knows that he messed up with that statement.
Mind you, I walked away when he said all evil is fun or something like that. I walked away and I'm standing outside and I'm like, what the fuck else is he buying? It's taking him so long. And he walks,
I was wondering, I'm like, what the fuck are they doing?
He walks out and he goes, you will never believe what just happened.
And then I tell her, and she goes, no, he fucking did. Like, when the first time I go, all evil is fun, and even says it in the Bible, she goes, he did not fucking say that. I'm like, I'm not done. Yeah, it was pretty fucking crazy.
It was pretty fucking crazy. It was a weird walk to Hollywood and Vine. I was like, where's everyone else? They ditched us.
Yeah.
Well, because we didn't want to be late for the reservation.
Yeah. Because Lord knows $50 for a buffet, two plates of food.
That's on you. $50 That's worth. On you. You didn't eat $50 worth. You could have eaten more.
Jeff ate his $50 worth. And Jeff, then some.
Yeah. I wanted a fucking box off of that lobster mac and cheese to take it
that
home.
Lobster mac and cheese.
Why didn't they
really
ask him for the box?
They don't give boxes at buffets.
Yeah, they don't give you boxes at buffets. I would have taken home.
We should next time we'll just pack a Tupperware.
Christy.
I've tried. I've asked if we could like take home stuff at the buffets, and they said no because it's a buffet. They don't like if it was a sit down, but sit downs don't have characters. If it was a sit down,
have characters?
No, they don't.
Like, Ohana has characters.
Yeah, but like that's okay. Style. So it's family style, but I mean a la carte. I mean a la carte.
Okay,
are you just trying to be right?
No,
is a Floridian buffet?
Yeah,
the 1900 Park Fair is. Yeah. The one with Mary Poppins?
No, that's the name of the
fucking restaurant.
Jesus, I've done it. My God.
The one with...
Chocula.
High five. Because we both said it.
Twin DJ.
Yeah, the character dinings are all either family style or buffet. Like, the point is that it's all you can eat. On an a la carte menu, you can take whatever you want.
The point is that I paid $50. It was going to come out to $60, and then you brought up the annual pass discount, and it went back down to $50. Yep. But I did not eat $50 worth of food. But I did it for the children.
I don't know if I ate 50. I probably ate like $30 worth of food. I didn't eat as much as Jeff. Jeff went back for like four fucking times.
You kept telling me about the meatballs, and I tried them. Great. No, they weren't that good.
You're the only one that says that.
She doesn't like meatballs,
though. And she doesn't like donuts. So her fucking opinion is not
void.
Well.
You said that Ave Maria cookie is the best cookie you've ever had.
I changed my mind now.
Okay.
Have you had a golden Oreo? Those are better.
I don't like golden. I'm a double stuffed regular Oreo.
Yeah,
golden stuffed Oreo.
Regular chocolate cookie, vanilla cream.
So I did the most fattest. So anyways, I was on a diet first 5-6 months now, but this past weekend I fucking went crazy.
He stepped out a little.
Yeah, I don't know. So
calories don't count.
Disney makes you do that.
So Oliver, my son, we're at the grocery store, and then he was like, "I want to pick up the dessert." I'm like, "All right, pick whatever you want." So he picked the carrot cake, which I was like, "Hey man, power to you, my friend. You got
it." Has he ever had carrot cake
before? I'm sure he has. He's just
it's a vegetable.
He just saw the drawing of the carrot and he thought it was cute and he fucking wanted that. So I'm like, "All right." I'm like,
"Cool." He was asking for his slice, he's like, "I want." He was asking for the slice with the carrot.
With the carrot, yeah. And then when he ate it, I knew he wasn't going to eat it. He just ate the icing.
Yeah,
that's all he fucking. And I'm like, "Fine."
It's cream cheese icing.
But here's the thing:
carrot cake is an acquired taste. There's not a lot of
carrot cake is awesome.
Yeah, but I'm saying as a kid, you don't usually like. You don't like. When did you start eating carrot cake? When you were a little older?
Last week.
When I was 5.
It was amazing.
Well, the last time
you ate carrot cake.
One of my favorite memories is eating carrot cake with my grandfather.
Boom.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So
we would fight over carrot icing.
So then we go after a day at the parks. And we eat dinner. I get a slice of carrot cake and I sit down and I get like 5 Oreos right next to the plate on the plate of the carrot cake, and I sit down on the couch next to Missy, and Missy goes, "Are you?" Immediately she saw this and she goes, "Are you gonna dip the Oreos in the carrot cake icing?" And I was like, "I wasn't, but I am now." Holy fuck, that is the biggest fucking fat boy move I could think of. I'm like, this shit is amazing.
You know what I've done before? Double stuffed Oreos, and then you buy like
don't just say Oreos, because nobody buys their fucking singular stuffed Oreos. They're all fucking
maybe if you're on a thin one.
Well, that's
the
come
thin
on.
Ones are good.
Shut up. That's ridiculous. That's absurd. So it's the same money. It's not even more money.
I agree.
They say, no. What the fuck is that?
Well, anyway, you get the double stuffed Oreos.
Just say Oreos.
Fine, you get Oreos, right. Whatever.
No, because they have mega stuff now.
They do.
Oh, no, my yes. God.
And you get a tub of the Duncan Hines vanilla frosting, like to make your own cakes, and you fucking scoop your Oreos like if you're eating chips and dip, but it's Oreos and vanilla.
So I kind of did that.
Feel my heart clogging.
Delicious.
I kind of
have my form in the car
clogging right now.
I kind of did that 2 days before we left to Disney. I got an Oreo, but you know, double stuff of ours. I got an Oreo, but it wasn't vanilla. It was regular chocolate Oreo. You know, couldn't. And I was like, gonna get an Oreo. And then I thought to myself, you know, because I was still on my diet and I was still eating, you know. And I thought to myself, man, you shouldn't have this. And then as in the cupboard, I was like passing the peanut butter. And I was like, bro, you should have peanut butter because peanut butter is healthier.
And it's got protein.
It's protein. It's a healthier fat, blah, 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 blah. you know, you should have that. And then I fucking opened up the peanut butter and I just dunked my fucking Oreo mm-hmm. in the peanut butter and fucking, and it was the fucking greatest.
Well, peanut butter Oreo.
Most delicious. No, but this is different because it's not a peanut butter Oreo. This is actual chocolate Oreo with fucking dunked in peanut butter, and it was the great. And I made this.
He's really proud of this story.
I am. I told Dave this story and Dave goes, how come I've never thought of that? I go, I don't know why I've never thought of that. It's fucking amazing. And then I said this in front of Dave and Chris. Chris, if you can hear him on the Geek More podcast next week or this week, whenever you're listening. And it's so funny because we're all fat. But, you know, Chris, you know. And Chris goes,
hold on, I have a story.
Go Chris ahead. Goes, so when I tell him the dough, yeah, you dipped it in peanut butter. And the face that Dave gave was like, oh my God, that's the fucking mind blown. And Chris's face goes, he goes, yeah. What's the big deal? Like, he's just like so fucking normal to him.
And that's a Tuesday.
Like, yeah, that's a fucking, yeah, that's just, I'm like, I forget, dude. Yeah, all right, cool. But it was so great. It was really, it was, but anyway, so we ate fucking great. $50 is a bit much, I think, for the.
Yeah, but you're not paying for the food. You're paying for the
I'm being an asshole. Like, the kids enjoyed it and exactly. It was fun. And then Nary and had comments about the royal wedding and that we heard about. It was like a good family dinner.
I spent the same amount of money at that dinner than I did at the steakhouse
in Canada.
The exact, I'm talking about fucking per dollar per like yeah. percent.
And he did,
I believe it.
And did you like the steakhouse?
Nope.
Isn't that weird? I love my.
I've had better steakhouses. In fact, every other steakhouse I've been to is better than the one at Disney.
It's crazy.
And again, I don't.
That's crazy.
I'm not saying
it's like my favorite one, but it's up there. Like every it's single really good.
Vanessa, when we went to the cruise, when she came with me on the cruise to Cuba, it was the literally the smallest ship on Royal Caribbean's fleet. The Empress is tiny. To the point that we couldn't see it when we made that turn going into the pier. The Uber driver was like, "Where's the ship?" I go, "I don't know, man. Just keep fucking driving. Mm-hmm. It's got to be here somewhere."
It was behind the building.
It was behind the fucking building of the port of Miami was covering this fucking ship, yeah. And that's never happened. Every other ship we saw, every other fucking ship from a distance, and so this ship is tiny. Is what I'm trying to say. Tell you, old. And tiny. That steakhouse was fucking
like fire. Like how that, what's the carnival one that's old as fuck? The one that stays overnight in the
one that has Marshall?
The Ecstasy, yeah. It's around the same time.
Yeah.
They're all the same shit.
Ecstasy is like,
Ecstasy, Paradise, yeah, they're all the same. But it's, you know, and I don't care about a ship being old. I don't really care. It's just, it was tiny, my point. And that steakhouse is fucking fire. Amazing. And then that was two weeks ago, and then I go to fucking Disney, and again, I've never had a bad food experience at Disney, with the exception, and by bad I don't mean overpriced, because it's all overpriced. Fucking Disney's overpriced, but I've never had food that I'm like, this isn't good.
Until this trip,
and it wasn't a steakhouse. A steakhouse was still good food. It just wasn't great food,
right?
And it definitely wasn't worth the money. Food mm-hmm. when Jeff was like, it's going to be $70 per person for the steakhouse. I was like, dude, steakhouse, I'm fucking in, dude. Yeah. I don't care. Steakhouses are expensive, mm-hmm. but the quality wasn't $70 worth, in my opinion, per person. Then
did you have poutine?
No, I'm not a poutine guy.
Really?
I was trying to be good. I was trying to be...
Potatoes with cheese and gravy?
Look, he was trying his best.
I was trying my best all week long.
And then you had carrot cake with the golden Oreo?
But that wasn't the same night. It wasn't the same night. All week long, I was trying to be like, you don't have to go crazy every single meal. You could be fine. So, like, I would have a burger, but I wouldn't have the fries. Like, in my mind, I was, like, you know, kind of trying to do this.
All right. Makes sense.
For the first couple of days. And then the wheels just fucking fell off. That one just came off.
You get an A forever.
Yeah, yeah. But we went to Animal Kingdom the first day. And Vanessa was like, I was here 2 months ago. We got to go to this bomb-ass place that has amazing barbecue. And again, I've never had a bad meal experience at Disney.
Flame Tree?
Yeah.
It's good.
Nope.
It wasn't even fine.
It wasn't fine. It was bad. It was bland as fuck.
Yeah.
It was super bland.
The mac and cheese was dry.
The mac and cheese was dry.
The pulled pork mac and cheese?
She had the pulled pork mac and cheese. No, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not.
No, Stephanie, I'm telling you, when I went with Patty, we went in the middle of the week.
2 weeks ago.
It was amazing.
2 months ago.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I ate there like a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking like, damn, this shit is really good. It was really fucking good that day, but it was also pretty empty. It wasn't a busy, what do we go,
Friday? It was a Friday afternoon.
It was a Friday afternoon, so super, super busy. Like, we had to order from the phone to avoid making a 45-minute line. But I think that was the problem. They're just making so much food so quickly.
I think it's the other way. It should be the other way around.
It should be, but it's not.
Because if you're making so much food, it should be fresh. And the mac and cheese was hard. It was stale. It wasn't good. Everything, the pulled pork, the ribs, I liked my pork. The ribs were just fucking flavorless.
Yeah.
This is coming from, we just went to that place. What's that place that we went to?
Mancha.
Mancha. Those ribs were fucking
fire. I haven't had the ribs.
Holy fuck, that ribs was fire. So when I go to Disney, I expect good meat, good food. I expect it to be overpriced, but I expect it to be good. Mm-hmm. This was not good. It wasn't fine or whatever. It was not good.
Right.
To the point that the next day, we go to...
Everybody was making fun of me.
Yeah. To the next day, Jeff goes, hey, can you do me a favor? Because she had called Patty to find out, hey, what was the name of the place?
The name or where it was.
And so Jeff,
that doesn't surprise me.
Jeff the next day goes, hey, can you call Patty and ask her recommendations at Epcot, and then we just don't go there. Just not fucking go there.
I mean, we went to Flame Tree about a month and a half ago, and it was fine, and it was busy when we went, because we went during spring break, and it was pretty busy.
I was very upset.
I got the chicken.
Nobody was happy with their food. Yeah. Nobody was happy with their food. And there was, we had a party of nine, and the only one who didn't complain was Oliver, and he is like fucking, give it to him. He'll eat everything. Give it to Ollie. He'll eat everything.
Give it to Mikey.
Yeah.
Well, he ate his mac and cheese.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
he didn't gave it to him. She fed him.
Yeah, I kept saying one more, and he kept eating it, and I just kept saying one more, but he kept playing along. He's so cute.
So anyways, so Disney was fun, and we got to do an adult trip only. This might be news to you, Stephanie. Your husband was here last night or the night before?
Last night, I believe.
Last night.
A lot of things are news to me today, apparently. So.
And your husband said, hey, man, I'm sold down for an adults only Disney trip.
Oh, did he?
I swear to God. I got witnesses. Everybody froze.
Pin drop silence in the house.
I turned to him and I go, you. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, you would be down for an adults only cruise, an adults only Disney trip. And he goes, yeah. And I go, really? And he goes, yeah. And then Vanessa goes, you would leave Lincoln. You would go to Disney without Lincoln. And then Jeff goes, Disney World without your son. And then he kind of fucking realized what he was saying. And he was like, well, I think if I commit to it now, then I'll have to go just because I already said yes. And I go, so out of fucking spite, you're going to fucking go out of spite? And he goes, yeah. And I go, fuck it, I'll take it, man.
In February, we went to Universal. Link's never even been to Universal. But because he likes Harry Potter, like we've shown him the first three movies, we were in Diagon Alley.
Does he know who scored them?
John Williams.
No.
John Williams.
So it's like an easy. Yeah, it's an
John
easy
Williams
quiz.
Does score Harry Potter.
You're like beaming with pride right now. John Williams. He scores it.
No, I had forgotten, and I had to stop and think about it.
Titties.
vacation
boobs.
Vacation shimmy.
And he was like feeling bad that Link could, and we were on a trip with his school. Like, there's no way that Link could have gone.
I remember the last time that you guys went to Disney without Link. We were in line for Little Mermaid, and he's like, I miss Link, and he started crying.
Yes!
And I walked away, because I didn't know what to point and laugh or to console.
What is he, five?
We got a...
That's the title of the episode.
We got a bunch of Link's schoolwork today, because tomorrow's his last day
cried?
Of school. And I had stepped out... Why did I leave? I had left for something.
For a mental break, probably.
No, I had gotten home, and then I had to go... Oh, I left because they gave the kids all a little gift, and Link left it at school. So I had to go back to school to get it. And when I got back, I told David, hey, just jump in the car. And Link was with me. And I told him, hey, just jump in the car so we can go get dinner. He comes into the car, and like something's off about him, and I'm like, are you okay? But he sniffles a lot because he's got like bad allergies, and like the rain doesn't help, and it's been raining and stuff. So I figured, I'm like, oh, maybe he has like,
I haven't seen the sun since last Friday. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm like, maybe he just has allergies. So I'm like, hey, are you okay? And he got like all defensive. He goes, why wouldn't I be okay? I'm like, bro, I can't
but he never gets defensive, so that's really a red flag.
And I'm like, and I was like, bro, I can't just ask you if you're okay. Like, I can't just, be concerned about...
What are you, five?
I can't ask if my husband's okay. And then he's like, no.
It's a little weird, though, when you ask. Because it's like...
I mean, I get it.
Right. Rosie from the Jetsons Fair asking enough. If you're okay.
Yeah. Rosie cared more than I did.
Rosie from the Jetsons. Holy shit. Oh, we never made that fucking leap. Oh, my
you're
God.
You're welcome.
That's so
no,
great.
But Rosie cares about things.
She does.
So
you're saying not like Rosie from the Jetsons. So got it.
There was like a 5-second pause where it's just like quiet and I'm just kind of accepting the fact that he claims to be okay. And then he looks over at me and he goes, I went through the folder in Link's book bag and I've just like seen how much she's grown and changed over the year. And I just got a little emotional and I was like, okay.
Mas put.
I was like, wow. Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Parenting is fun.
So so Dave agreed. He said that he's down for an adults only trip.
Listen, if you guys witnessed
it. I think we should go June 27th.
What's June 27th?
Steph Animator Sr. will be here with Dave, with her David, on June 26th. No, I'm trying to get them because they want to go to Disney World, but we're trying to schedule it around my work schedule. It gets really busy, really hectic, and that's the only time.
So we're going to be here till like July.
They are. I'm going to be working.
June 27th is 3 days.
Right, but I thought they were coming.
That's like 8 days. That's like 8 weeks later. 8 weeks
right, but I thought they were coming later in July. I didn't know they were coming.
No, they're coming
early.
June 26th, and they're leaving in July. They're leaving at the end of July.
See, that's not.
But I'm working.
When I asked her, she told me July.
But I'm working July. But I'm working.
30 days in July. So 31
past September, April, June, and I'm sorry.
So so I think, and that's summer
we
break.
We want to scare poor Dave. Not
hey, we're fun.
My Dave.
I don't know what Disney trip you've been on, but the one I just came back from was hella fun.
No, I understand, but that's a lot. Like we're a lot to take in.
No, we're not. We're fucking great.
I think you're projecting.
When you maybe say, you should be a little self, you know, self reflection on
you
that.
You said we're a lot. I'm like, no boo boo, no boo boo. You are a lot.
Really, Clipboard Christie isn't a lot.
Somebody needs to be that person.
Clipboard Christie was amazing because somebody needs
someone
that.
Needs to be that person in the
and
group.
And she did
I agree.
An amazing job at being Clipboard Christie.
We
love
her. And truth be told, we didn't worry about the house that we rented. By the way, renting a house is the fucking way
it
to
is.
Go. That's such a tip. We've
and
done
she
it before.
A great house for us to stay in.
Technically, I picked it, but I picked it from the list she gave
she
me.
She found it.
Yeah, I picked it from the list she gave me. She gave us like four options, and I was the only one replying because nobody else is fucking wanted to put in their 2 cents. I was like,
no,
we're going with the orange and green house because we Hispanic as fuck, y'all.
And orange and green. And
they had like
the decorations. And they were modern. It was a modern decor. It was a modern decor.
Modern
and I was like,
with a hint of Asian.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was nice.
No, I didn't see any Asian in that one, but okay.
Yeah, the stuff on the walls, at least in our room, looked kind of Asian.
I don't know.
The kids' room was Disney themed. My kids. Oliver keeps asking to go to the room with Minnie and Mickey, and I'm like, your room is superhero.
I shared a room with Christy's mom, and that was fun too. And in the mornings when the kids would wake up, I would have them
she would
come
corral them into her room.
And they would come
like
on,
a good TT should.
Mm-hmm, and I would put, I play, I opened my laptop, and Sophie goes, TT, do you have any cartoon? No, she goes, do you have any kid movies? And I was like, do I have kid movies? What year do you want to watch?
Just open the family show.
And then they would be in my bed for like an hour. And then the kids would wake up, and then I would go back to sleep and wake up like 15 minutes before we were leaving.
Yeah.
And then that would be my day. That was my morning. And then that time that I napped on Friday, I napped for a really long time, that Jeff came into the room and he goes, hey. I'm like, what? He's like, if you keep sleeping, you're not going to sleep at night. I go, okay, bye. And he goes, no, you have to get up. And I'm like, I'm getting up. I wasn't moving at all. He took the covers off of me and just walked away. And I was like, fuck, now I have to get up.
What a douche.
He was being a good friend.
I had major FOMO. But I had to work, so I'm sorry.
Make that money, girl. You know how many things I've missed.
Did you see how it came out? Though
it was fantastic. We were all saying it. We all hated the fact that we had to give you credit because we were like, "What the fuck? She's actually good at something." But I was like, "I know. I fucking hate it, but she's really good at fucking event coordinating."
The tropical birthday.
Yeah, it was so cute. I was so very happy with it. I have to show you like the sketch that I have of what I had drawn out, and I am terrible at drawing. Normally I have Dave do my sketches because I give that to the people that like put together my stuff, and I usually have Dave do it because Dave's actually really good at that. But I did this one just because I didn't have time, and I was very proud of myself.
You didn't have time to command Dave to do it?
We didn't have time, like it just didn't coordinate. You know, so, and I needed to present, and I was like, oh, whatever, I'll just do it myself. So I took my time and I did it, and when I show you the sketch and like the real life, it's legit exactly the same. Like I could not
it's
have
like
been
Pixar pre-production.
I mean, I'm not a Pixar animator good, but
not with that attitude, you're not.
but yeah, it was really, I was very happy with it. So anyways. I'm sorry I had to make money.
So yeah, again, like, you know, it's a thing. Hey, I miss Friendsgiving because I had to be working. So we all miss things.
We get it.
We get it, man. But yeah, so I think we should go June 27th because he's off, right? Summer, no school, right? Mm-hmm. I think we should go June 27th. I'm just saying.
June 27th. Let me check my calendar.
June 27th. It's a Tuesday, I think, or a
Wednesday? It's a Wednesday. It's my work at home day, so I could work at home from Disney. It's a
Wednesday. We could go Wednesday, Thursday, kids, maybe Friday. And I got to be back by Saturday because I got to get on a ship that Saturday. But other than that, I think we should go for 2 or 3 days. And
perhaps.
So we already got him. Witnesses that he will leave link. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Witnesses.
Well, if not June, then for food and wine would be fun.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yes.
So.
What?
No, I said, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, wait a minute. We have to do that because we didn't go last
year. And I want to go without children to that one.
Mm-hmm. I always go without children everywhere.
One day you'll find happiness.
One day I will. That's told me.
That's a callback to somebody who randomly told her that, just strangers, just...
Just a woman just walked up to her and said nothing.
All right, so...
I'm like, I'm just trying to buy eggs, lady. Back off.
So getting to the topical portion of WooBro, I just saw this tweet and it said that Kanye West spent $85,000 on a photo of Whitney Houston's drug-covered bathroom for the Pusha T album that he's producing.
Isn't he doing like 5 albums at once, allegedly?
He's so sassy.
He's a free thinker.
But he paid $85,000 for the...
Do they show the picture?
He tweeted the picture.
Oh, okay. He tweeted the picture. Just
look for it. I don't feel like it's appropriate for all of us to see it.
Quote-unquote art.
I don't know, but that's for the cover art. He's going to do it.
I guess he bought the photo.
He bought the right for Pusha T's album. So he's...
Wait, isn't that the Kylie Jenner's ex-boyfriend?
I don't know.
No, that's Tyga.
Oh.
Tyga who?
My bad.
Tyga.
That's my bad.
We saw him in Disney this week.
Mm-hmm. Tyga?
Yeah.
T-I-D-B-G-R.
Oh. Yeah.
In the Winnie the Pooh, right? Hello. Yeah. Jeez. Hello.
Interesting. I mean,
$85,000. That seems like a lot of money to be disrespectful.
Art is expensive.
Let me see.
That's a lot of money to be... That's exactly it. That's a lot of money to pay to be disrespectful.
I mean, yikes. Somebody sold it. Somebody from her camp sold it. So
Bobby Brown.
You know, Bobby needs the drug money, I guess.
No, he's clean.
See.
Sure. Si. Sure, Jen.
Si, está bien.
Nasty truck.
Did you see it?
Did he tell you that personally?
Yes, we communicate all the time. He's my text message brother.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because he
Do you
also
know when New Edition's getting back
he
together?
He also is a free thinker like Kanye, I haven't gotten Kanye's number yet.
Listen, Kanye, Kanye is Kanye. He's always going to do psycho shit. So I mean, we can either.
But you know what? Honestly, like it. So he was diagnosed with a medical.
They didn't say specifically what it. I think they've released what it was, but he was. He was like
diagnosed with something.
He was 50. Well, in California, it's 5150, but it's essentially the same thing. But yeah, he was hospitalized for mental health issues.
Okay, so I was rooting for him, but then he went on that Twitter bender a couple of weeks ago, where he just makes nonsensical statements.
Yeah,
and I don't understand. I don't, and it's obviously it's working for him. So. Whatever, but I don't get it. I don't know why the point of that. Whitney Houston's supposed to be like a legend. She's not supposed to be. She is a legendary singer who had a tragic, horrific death.
Yeah.
Her daughter died like a year or two later from more or less the same situation.
Bathtubs 2, Houston 0. That's a scoreboard. What?
Nobody? That was
so. I think
too
that
soon, bro.
I think
too
that
soon, bro.
It's just. I don't know. I don't understand. But of course, since he's a free thinker, he's not going to explain himself.
Free thinker. What the fuck does that mean?
That's what Kim said. No, he's that's
so and Kim said it.
I'm being facetious because Kim came
quote
on Twitter
unquote, free thinker.
And said he's a free thinker and he's just
I think
whatever.
She also said he was ahead of his time and nobody understood him.
I wish he would be ahead of the time. Like, come back in 150 years when I'm dead already and I don't have to deal with your shit anymore.
Seriously,
you're gonna live to be 150 years old.
She's gonna outlive Chris Traeger. You see that?
Nice.
Shit?
I want to die when I'm 100.
Okay.
Chris Traeger.
I have 70.
I don't know.
I was like, who is that? You don't.
He said 100? He was the first person to live on 300.
I know. That's great. What if I die and I see the Jetsons in real life? What finally happens? Morgan Freeman.
Well, you already saw the fucking. You already saw. You already have Rosie. Talk about Morgan Freeman, you already have Rosie.
No, Rosie cared. Her Rosie words, cares. Not mine. Rosie
cares. I don't know if Rosie cares that much.
She cares
a little bit. She cares about the kids at least.
Yeah, I think she cares about getting them fed and shit. Like, I don't know if she's like, she's not really a shoulder to cry on.
No, she's not.
She didn't have shoulders. That's not fair.
She had nothing. She was all shoulders. What are you talking about? She's like a fucking linebacker. She looked like fucking.
She's a girthy robot. Yeah.
She's got curves.
I always wondered about that. Like, why do they make robots fat? You can't just like. It's a weird thing.
On Westworld, they're not fat.
Yeah. Well, you know what? As long as they didn't make Rosie like Hispanic, that would have been fucking.
What if Rosie was Hispanic?
Rosita. Oh my god.
But can we get Rosie Perez to voice her though?
She already does the voice of Camera and Diego.
Dora, you're right.
Oh, we're gonna talk about Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
I was reading the CNN article that I think Jeff shared. And the girl was describing how he would like try to lift up her skirt, and then he was not successful in lifting her skirt. As I'm reading it, I was reading it in Morgan Freeman's voice. I'm like, this is not appropriate. Like, this is not okay for me to be.
How many heroes have to fall?
I know.
He's a voice of God, for God's sakes.
He is God. For Morgan's period. Sake. He's God from Bruce Almighty.
Didn't he narrate the Penguin movies?
He did. March of the Penguins. Yeah.
So many
things. And I think there's another one coming, isn't there?
I think there was supposed to be.
The Lunge of the Penguin, where they do lunges.
It's gotta be like. Awesome when your friends are professionally funny. You get entertainment. For free.
I was really scared you were going to throw that crayon.
I was getting my camera ready. I'm like, this is going to happen.
The camera's that's why I close my eyes. I'm like, that crayon is flying at my face.
I can't. I won't do that. You're wearing glasses. If you weren't wearing glasses,
your eyes would have been protected.
No.
It wouldn't have stuck in my
eye. I only
eyes.
Hit her with stale bread.
And then I can wear a cool eye patch too. We did.
We were serving in a retreat at church.
Even better.
And we were in the kitchen, and I grabbed. I'm not exaggerating.
Very early on in our friendship,
Yeah.
The fact that you guys have been friends for so many years and have not actually physically assaulted.
Hold on, let me finish the story.
Let her finish.
There was a full loaf of bread, Cuban bread, and me. Because I'm an asshole.
I grabbed it. At least she's aware. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I grabbed it and I swung it at her knee.
But, like, unprovoked. We were just.
I swung
we
it at
just
her.
Organizing shit.
I swung it at her knee and she looked at me and I go, is the bread stale?
What a dick, right?
And then
it was already in your hand.
And then she started.
Like, you could have tested it yourself.
And then I started laughing because I'm an asshole. And she goes, hold on, let me double check. And she grabbed a loaf of Cuban bread.
Because I'm petty and vindictive.
And swung it at me. She goes, yeah, I think we need new bread. And that was the end. That was all in a hop in 30 seconds.
You were just hitting each other with bread. The fact that you haven't, like, ripped each other's hair out or, like, The fact that you guys are still friends.
She puts a lot of effort into her weave. I don't want to pull it out.
Friends is a very loose term. You guys are the most frenemies I've ever fucking seen in my life. You guys love each other and hate each other at the very same time.
I don't hate her.
I wasn't talking about each one of you hating each other. I was talking about you guys love each other and hate each other.
I have said it multiple times that if anybody fucked with you, I would kill them. But if they were killing you, I'd want in on it. That's where I'm coming from.
You know your truth.
You're coming from, I love you, friend, be my kid's godmother. I'm more like murder, murder, murder.
Again, I am very... This
it works. Is a big it's been it like works. 10 years.
Oh, okay.
It has been. That was our Facebook friendiversary.
Have you guys been friends, though?
Since 2007.
Actually, 2007.
We knew each other. We knew each other because we were in the same.
We've been friends for as long as we've been together.
Yeah, you guys have been friends only as long as Vanessa and I've been together, and I thought it was longer than that.
Well, no, Vanessa and I have been friends longer, but she's
they went to cheerleading camp.
Right. Yeah, cheer camp exactly.
We met because
they saw Gabrielle Union there.
We were in the same.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been punishment if they would have sent me. I would have been fucking Wednesday Addams at cheer camp for sure.
Your story checks out
for sure, 100%. We were at the time involved in the same church group, and we hung out, and then we didn't, we stopped going to the church group, and then we kept hanging out, and here we are.
All right, I guess.
All these years later.
Yeah.
I'm did you guys asshole. Go to school together?
No.
No, they met in church group.
Oh, yeah. They could still go to the same school and fucking well, meet at the church group. But
I'm older than her.
She's older. I mean, she's like, I think she's old enough to be out of high school by the time Vanessa and I are in high school.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Did you graduate high school?
2001.
Yeah.
We started high school. We started.
So she was a senior when we were freshmen.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
She wouldn't have been friends with us.
No.
You can't sit with us.
Well, we wouldn't have let me sit with you. We didn't have seniors our freshman year.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't. They were juniors. Remember, we're the third graduating class.
This is true.
So how the fuck does that not...
Because they start with freshmen. They don't fill up a whole school.
That's ridiculous.
That's
how they private school money, honey. Private school money, honey.
My sister was there when they opened Braddock, and they didn't open with seniors, but they did open with juniors.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And then the next year, they had been at Braddock for 2 years.
No, they opened it one class at a time. So they started.
That's ridiculous. That's absurd.
That's I mean, I don't. What do you want me to tell you?
You get what you pay for, Neri.
I don't know. Do you get a tiger at prom too? Look at everybody get quiet. Yeah. Look at everybody get fucking quiet.
I didn't get quiet. I rared.
Yes, there's a fucking school in the news that has a tiger at prom. Absurd. Moving on.
That it's used or that the tiger was...
That well, it's absurd that it was... It's absurd that it was actually used.
It was
distressed.
It was not great.
Anyway.
Did it ask to be there, though?
It did not consent.
There was no consent.
There was no consent.
Hashtag was roar to.
Was it promposed to?
Roar to. I like the fact that there was a story that said that Ron McGill, the guy from Zoo Miami, zoologist from Zoo Miami, was talking about how distressed a tiger was. Yeah. And then they go, and then they end the story with so-and-so, for I don't know that, a senior at the school said that the tiger wasn't distressed. And I'm like, that's how you, okay, so you combat the fucking opinion of a professional,
of a child.
Of a high school senior going like, it looked fine.
It was chilling.
It fucking loves it.
It didn't kill anyone. What do you know?
It didn't growl. It was just there.
It was there. It loved EDM. It was amazing.
Tough stuff is for pussies.
Oh, fucking great. All right. So anyway, so I just thought that
so
was...
So there's that.
There's that. That
what
happened.
Else we got?
I don't know. We have a bunch of stories, right? Star Trek Land might be coming.
Star Trek Land might be coming to combat Harry Potter. I mean, Star Wars
Land, yeah.
I don't think it has a chance.
Yeah, well, if you could,
I don't think so either. I hope they make Star Trek nearly as popular.
I hope they make Star Trek Land so they could beat me to fucking Star Wars Land. Hey, Scotty, can you beat me up to somewhere fun? Thanks. Get the fuck out of here.
So the whole reason that Disney even started this whole like Avatar and Star Wars thing is because they have for the last like several years in a row have been beaten out by Universal because of Harry Potter. So I mean,
but you gotta keep growing, you can't just stop.
I get it, but Universal doesn't have that much space to grow though.
Speaking of growth, that day in June might be a bad day because
get rid of Dr. Seuss. Who the fuck needs that?
Listen,
no one.
That day, that June 27th, I think is the week that they're opening Toy Story Land.
No, June 30th.
Mm-hmm. No, I thought it was May 30th.
No, it's June 30th.
Ah, bueno.
It's June 30th. We'll be out by then.
Never Maybe mind. They'll have a soft opening.
Well, but they might. But 2 weeks before, they usually do pass holder only previews.
So we could go.
We saw the new Fantasyland that way. We accidentally stumbled into it, and it was like 2 weeks before the grand opening. And I'm like, oh, let's just walk by to see if we can
see it. Soft opening?
Yeah, to see if we can see it from the outside. And it said pass holder previews, and we had to. They make you show your passes. I guess now they would scan your magic band.
No, you have a little pass holder card.
Right. Right.
Bitch. Discount and previews.
Right. So, but we were able to get in. The rides were open. The restaurants were open. And we were able to see it like 2 weeks before it opened. So that might happen.
Maybe.
We should do that. Do we want to talk about the dog movie?
Dog movie. What?
I haven't even opened the article. So you tell me what's
going on. We can talk about the dog movie.
Okay. So basically, there is a new movie coming out called Show Dogs. It's a Will Arnett movie. And who?
Ludacris, I think.
Ludacris is the dog.
He had to do something between the Fast and the Furious movies.
Yeah. These movies make like $1 billion.
So?
What? You have to do something. You have working. To do something aside from bitching on Instagram about you not making money because of The Rock.
That was
that's Tyrese.
I oh. understand. That's saying. What I'm saying.
You do not sully Tay Diggs' good name.
I know. I got.
Hey, calm the fuck down, bitch.
Jesus. I got my bald black have guys heard, confused.
Did you see?
Oh my god! I saw. There's a comedy
it's
show.
It's fine. We're not here anymore.
There's a comedy show coming with like two of the Wayans brothers and like David Allen Greer. I almost sent this picture to you, and I was like, Vanessa, can you tell all these people apart?
No.
It was an honest mistake.
And it has become a joke. It has never now happened a joke. Before. Okay, so it is, like we said, Ludacris plays a dog. He plays a Rottweiler. He's a police dog. He has to go undercover to a dog show.
Ludacris plays a police dog?
Yeah. Isn't that ludicrous?
It's
wow.
That was puntastic.
Kind of like how I was Han Soloing my tab this weekend. Yep.
Uh-huh. So he has to go undercover to a dog show to like figure out some. I don't even know what.
Why is he going undercover to a dog
because
show?
Because there's nothing like, to do between this Fast and the Furious and the next one.
I don't know. I don't know the entire plot of the movie, but I know that he has to go undercover into a dog show. So part of being a dog show is the judges put their hands on the dogs.
They do.
And then they go over them looking for imperfections or abnormalities or whatever. Mm-hmm. And part of that is like touching the dog's genitals. But apparently there was like a scene in the movie where the dog is like, I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. And he like says no. And Will Arnett's like, no, you just need to go to your happy place and let it happen. And you know, so that you don't, he doesn't bite. Yeah, pretty much. So you don't.
It's okay. That's it. That was a scene. No.
Well, one time, uh-huh.
So basically, like that. Like they're trying to train him mm-hmm. into allowing the judge to touch his balls, but Will Arnett is also doing it to him. So, and they're like, you have to go to your happy place while this bad thing that you don't like is happening to you, so you can just kind of like get through it. Missy's face is. Was that's, my face when I first read that.
That's like a lot rapey.
Well,
they're saying the that it's like conditioning it. Kids to...
Funnily enough, it's called grooming children.
Right. That it's called... That they're basically,
that's the name of the movie?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that's like what
predators do to children is right. called grooming them. When they tell them like...
Just pretend like it's... Okay. Like go just, to your happy place like, or just, pretend like it's not it, happening like, or whatever.
This is normal. This is fine. Or like if you tell your parents, you're going to get in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. Like that's called grooming a child,
right?
So like not tell on the predator.
On the predator,
right?
Correct. Oh, that's creepy
so
shit.
A lot of yep. people that I mean I read like this blog post about it and people were complaining because that sounds like I mean it is they're technically mm-hmm. training this dog to allow something that he wouldn't normally allow because if I mean my dogs don't have balls anymore but if I were to try to grab his balls he wouldn't like that because he's not trained to allow
Blue,
it
come here
no I wouldn't do that maybe with Lady not with Blue
no
he
killed a cat I'm not fucking with him
he didn't kill it
he just severely injured
he severely
it.
Injured
he
it
Hulk
on.
And Loki'd it
yeah
mm-hmm.
right
mm-hmm.
he was playing
was
too
painful.
Puny mm-hmm. human
Puny.
All right.
So yeah.
So what studio was this? That greenlit.
But update to the story. People got upset.
Yeah, people got upset. People were posting about
and
it.
The
it's
studio,
Global Road Entertainment. And it's a live action movie with like a CGI dog.
And the studio they got rid of the scene.
They edited it out. So they edited it out.
They edited the scene out.
It out.
I think that's the way to go.
I agree.
I mean, yeah, but
I'm glad that it's out of the movie.
Right, but I think
but
the
what
whole
if they
point...
released the digital and there's extended director's cut?
The DLC?
People's whole point with this is that, like, how did this get so far up?
Yeah,
I agree to get your attention.
That they made this...
Here's my response.
How many people have to, like, edit a movie? It has to be approved.
Like, who approves
Devil's
it?
Advocate.
What studio?
Devil's
like,
Advocate.
You know,
Devil's
it has
Advocate.
To be screened.
Devil's Advocate here. Right now, Vanessa's teaching me about the whole grooming of that whole phrase of grooming a kid. That all that she's teaching me that I didn't know that. I'm 36 years old. I don't, and I have kids,
this
and
is
I don't.
I'm in Facebook mom. Yeah, groups. People make fun of me, but this is how I learn.
I'm in that mom group.
Whoever
too.
Makes fun of you, I'll kill them.
I'm in that mom Jesus. Groups.
I'm just 30, the one. Look, I'm 36 years old, and I have kids, and I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And chances are that the guy who's directing it, mm-hmm. writing it, he's just it's an extended fart joke, is what it is. People- like, oh, touching dicks and blood, touching dog dicks. You know, that's what they're thinking. And I was like, oh, like kids laugh at peepees and potties and poops and caca, and the kids laugh at that type of shit. It's fucking kid potty humor is what it is.
There's people defending the movie because that is what happens
at dog shows. Yeah,
in dog shows.
Right.
And as adults, we all understand this, but 6-year-olds don't, and all they're seeing, and in the part of it is in the movie they were calling it his private parts, mm-hmm. which is child speak,
right?
Like that's how kids refer to themselves. Yeah. Like, oh, mommy, my privates hurt, or like you tell them cover your private areas, mm-hmm. because they're your private areas. It's just the way children speak. So people are like, oh, you know, the dog is anthropomorphized, so it's more human like,
right?
And
good children, word,
thanks. I learned that word in Zootopia.
Zootopia.
I know that reference.
One of the ads was like, let's talk about Zootopia. All the animals are anthropomorphized, and that means that they have human-like features. I'm like, that's... I learned a new word.
Mom and dad are fucking taking notes. Like, slow down.
Oliver
they're fucked.
Trailers. All yeah, Oliver yeah. will put like he'll pick a movie and then he'll just play the trailer.
Or right. just play. Or just.
Dude,
or
he just plays the preview. Or, what is up with that?
No. Or just plays the music. The menu. The intro. The menu.
Yeah.
The animated menu. He's like,
I want to hear the music.
Canción. Yeah. He just wants to hear the music from the fucking.
And then he'll tell me, okay, now you can press play. Yeah. It's been 20 minutes.
He's so cute.
So devil's advocate, these are usually, I'm assuming, dudes, right? Because it's fucking Hollywood. I'm assuming these are white dudes. I have no fucking idea that grooming a kid is a thing. And,
I'm going to disagree with you for a couple of reasons. Maybe there's like a handful. I'll give you that maybe there's a couple people that didn't know. But with the amount of people that work on movies,
right.
Number one. Number two, with everything that has come out, with the way that Hollywood operates when it comes to these kinds of things. Number three,
I don't
Hollywood
agree with number
has
two.
Been notorious not only for taking advantage of women, but for taking advantage of children.
Yeah.
But this
with
isn't
child actors.
But this isn't child actors. These are fucking animals.
I understand. No,
but
it's not about the animals. It's not about the animals. It's about the fact that you're giving a message to kids that they have to go to a special happy place
or a happy place,
when someone's touching them inappropriately. That's the issue.
So that you can block
them. I totally agree that it is an issue. I'm just saying the question was, how did this get greenlit to begin with? How did this scene get greenlit? How did this scene get edited in? Like, how was this put in? And I was just saying, I don't
think it makes it up the ladder that far.
I disagree. Honestly, I think it's one of those, like, people didn't know. And then when you brought it to people's attention, when people got up in an uproar, they immediately, I saw that, the story. I saw a story on Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah, I saw the story like 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago. And then this morning, I was on the radio and they were like, oh, they got rid of the scene. I'm like, that's really fucking fast, man. That's really make a decision. They're like, just get rid of
about
it.
This, like, this movie has like
I didn't know
major
about this
ish
movie.
People. Like Will Arnett is pretty recognizable and Ludacris is pretty recognizable, but it's an independent film studio because I've never really heard of it before. And there was like there's no advertising for this movie either. Like
now there is.
But prior to this there was no I didn't see a promo on anything, like nothing.
I had no idea.
Well, just like the movie, whatchamacallit, with the fat girl, remember that they put the fucking the tagline was awful? What movie was that? The animated movie that
it was like a Snow White movie.
Yeah.
Was it Snow White?
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember it was like seven something and it had to do with like dwarves. And then when she took off, she put on these shoes and it was like,
Has
that movie come out?
I think they scrapped it.
No way.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything.
Who was
I haven't
in the
had
movie?
That conversation.
That was like, I want
somebody famous.
Yeah, that was I want to say like Blue Sky or one of the bigger animation studios.
I liked the twist of that story. But
the tagline was the only, we agreed that the tagline was the only bad part about that. That tagline was awful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if she was fat or some crazy shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like, it was like so direct.
What if Snow White was a heifer? What the fuck?
What if Snow White wasn't pretty or something?
Or something
like that.
It
was something like that, yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I think that maybe there were a handful of people that didn't know what this was, but I have a hard time believing that that they didn't know that it was innocent.
I think, I mean, to give them the benefit of the doubt, it could have been an innocent oversight, because honestly, if we, at least I know I've been lucky and Nary's been lucky.
Red shoes and the seven dwarves.
Ese mismo.
We were lucky that we've never been groomed. Like, we had a safe childhood and nothing like that happened to us. So, honestly, maybe had I not read the article and read this person's point of view, maybe I wouldn't have seen it, because my brain doesn't
Chloe Moretz. Go there. Chloe Moretz. Is this,
and that's surprising to me, because Chloe Moretz, I'm surprised that she even, like, did that, signed on for that movie, because Chloe Moretz
still
is
coming
like
out.
A big advocate for like women's empowerment and
maybe
stuff.
Maybe she
like
hadn't
that.
Read the script yet.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever. I'm just like, I back to the dog
right.
movie. Yeah. I maybe just like, again, back to like devil's advocate thing. People just didn't think about it. Like, they're like, oh, this is just what happens in dog shows, and this, they do need to train dogs. Like, they, any puppy that's gonna eventually be in a dog show, they start training them as puppies to, like, people are going to touch you. They're going to touch you everywhere, and you can't react.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, it, the yeah, like we said, the problem was the go to your happy place. And
yeah. Even if you,
I think that's a big problem. I do. I just don't, to answer the question of, I don't think they knowingly did that. I don't think they knowingly.
Maybe they didn't mean to trigger the response that they did, but somebody had to have known. Like, I wouldn't have been talking about this movie if it hadn't pissed so many people off. Right. And I'm a
like
little
it's
bit
a tiny
too jaded.
Studio, so.
I'm a little
yeah,
too bit jaded
you.
to believe that they genuinely didn't know that it would piss parents off.
Yeah, I agree.
Because now what happened is, yeah, you cut the scene, so now you're still gonna get a lot more people to go to the movies.
Because they want to make sure it's not there.
Yeah.
Right. To see what the big... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine.
That shitty movie with that these two assholes did that was fucking terrible. That pissed off...
Oh, the Korea movie?
No. Yeah. The one where they kill Kim Jong-un or whatever. Whatever his name was. Terrible.
The Interview.
It wasn't terrible.
Terrible.
Really?
Terrible. I hated it.
I don't think it was as good as the publicity it got.
You mean what triggered the Sony hack?
Yeah. Yeah, we got Spider-Man in the MCU because of that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
James Franco says you're welcome.
Yeah. I don't think the movie was awful. I agree that it totally wasn't the fucking...
End all be all.
No, it wasn't worth the fucking, the ordeal that they were making out of it. Like, out of all the fucking, like, oh, we're going to go to war for this. Like, they were already, people were like, we're going to go to fucking war. Yeah. You don't fucking threaten us, motherfucker. You don't tell us what to put out.
But that's how totalitarian
and
nations
nothing,
work.
Nothing is worth defending James Franco. Fuck that. nothing he
we
ever
not
does.
Going to war
we
for James
not
fucking
going
Franco.
To war for James
that's
fucking Franco.
The greatest Oscar host of all time, madam. He was the worst. I love him.
Why is he always squinting? Somebody fucking explain
that's
that.
That's just his fucking face, man.
No, that's not a smolder.
It's not a Flynn Rider smolder. You hold your tongue, sir.
Mm. Even Flynn Rider has off days, man.
Shut.
Because you remember he had an off day because he got hit in the fucking frying pan? God damn it, these references are fucking landing.
Nailed it. Judges score 9.5.
All right, anyways, so...
What's that? Were you popping your collar?
No, I was showing you my bra.
Time out. I want to show you something. I mean, let's talk about something.
I was showing the judges my bra, like, I don't give a fuck, bitch.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Amy Poehler said, and I watched the clip on Ellen. Ellen asked her and Nick Offerman. They were on...
They're promoting their craft show?
Correct. And it was Nick Offerman's... This has nothing to do with what I'm about to bring up, but it was... Ellen has this tradition where if you're a guy and it's your first time... ever visiting the show, she objectifies the shit out of you by putting pictures of you without a shirt on. And I don't know if you follow Nick Offerman.
I so want to be on that show.
Him and
I so want to be on the show just so she could fucking do it to me and be like, not the reaction you were looking for.
I follow both
people were like, bleh,
bleh. Maybe not the same day I get to meet Melissa McCarthy.
We've seen you in this shirt. The audience members like, turn it off. What the fuck?
So they were promoting their craft show, and Ellen brought up all the reboots and all the, you know, all the shows that have come back, and asked Amy Poehler, and she said that on behalf of the cast that she's that
open
yeah they'd be
whatever.
Open to it. And there's actually a Twitter thread, excuse me, where Chris Pratt answered a fan's tweet about the fan tweeted him, which has been your favorite role of like the one that's brought you the most joy in your mm-hmm. entire career?
And he said Andy Dwyer.
And he said Andy Sorry, Dwyer, Andy. And that he'd be totally down to bring that character back. Of course,
because he could eat whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, he doesn't have to. You haven't seen What's My Snack?
Oh my God, I love him on Twitter. I love him on Instagram. And he said that's what he said.
He has to eat, like,
and
raw broccoli as a snack.
I think the thread went like, from when they saw Chris Pratt answer, Rob Lowe answered from there. What's Christie's lover's name? The Ben Wyatt guy. What's his, I always forget his name.
Oh, Adam Scott.
Adam Scott said yes. Nick Offerman added on to it. And then Jerry, and I was like, nobody cares, Jerry. Just sit down.
Jerry's amazing.
He is amazing. Such a fucking... I was just watching the episode.
Jerry greater than sign April.
I was just watching the episode where they're...
That's a troll.
When they're fucking... When,
I actually believe that.
He believes that.
I don't like April.
I don't think...
Which
I don't,
is wrong.
I don't whatever. Think he trolls people. Like, we need to... Just,
I really don't.
He speaks his truth and it pisses people off.
And sometimes I speak my truth knowing that it'll piss you off. But that's trolling. But that's still my truth.
It's a bonus.
It's still not, my truth. Yeah.
Sure. But it's your... But you also... I think you bring it up unnecessarily just to get a rise out of people.
Listen, we got into a fake fight this weekend because we were talking about New Girl and how we disagree on a certain couple that gets together, and he's like digging his heels in that they're supposed to be friends, and we got and nothing happened. We yelled at each other, and then we shared.
Oh yeah, nothing happened.
We shared a donut with carrot cake frosting. But you don't peace donuts. And love. At Oreos. It was a joke. Whatever. Anyway, so there's talk about that. Now I think that's a terrible fucking idea.
I agree
because.
Third that motion
because just leave it the fuck alone. Like, why is this a trend? Like, somebody please convince
me
why.
There are things.
I don't even think the Roseanne fucking reboot is that great.
One is good.
That's an exception. It's not the rule.
Yeah, the Will and Grace.
I know you don't like Will and Grace.
No, I'm not.
But the Will and Grace one is really good.
But here's the thing: the Roseanne one could be good. It doesn't matter. Some of these reboots could be good, and it's fine.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing that I have. One, has it been gone for X amount of time?
Yeah, like, it's too fresh. I agree with you there.
One and two, I don't, and I'm a huge fan of Parks and Rec. I just don't think that the last season was great. I think the last season was their weak season, and I think that
I think it's weaker than like that first season.
Yeah.
Well, you like Brent Danowitz, so whatever.
Brent Danowitz is amazing, and he's amazing.
He can't be trusted.
He's amazing in season two. Exactly. In season one, he's not great. I get it. I understand. But
he's better than Anne in both seasons.
Yeah,
you're the worst. You're the worst.
I didn't say that. She's the worst. She will not come at me. If they killed her, she's the smartest fucking person in the show.
Oh my God,
she fucking left. She left with a fucking pendejo, and they ended the show.
You leave Chris Traeger out of that pendejo.
Find me, bitch. I don't care. He's an idiot too.
This is a preview to our next podcast called Seasons, a TV podcast.
Been a year since we recorded the first episode. Year.
Anyway, but leave it alone. Like, I don't understand this trend of reboots.
I like reboots, and I'm fine with reboots. I know you don't.
I don't.
You
mind do them.
Because apparently you're okay with the reboot of Mary Poppins, but whatever. That's
not a reboot. It's a sequel.
It's a fucking reboot.
It's a sequel.
Oh, did they get the same actress?
No.
Did they get the same actors?
Because you can't stop time. The Earth still rotated while they fucking decided to.
So why can't, if it's a sequel, why can't those characters come back as older people, as older
because
characters?
Because the other books, no, because it's a sequel based on the books. And the books, the first one, it covers the first, mm-hmm. the first movie mm-hmm. covers the first book. Mm-hmm. This movie is supposed to cover the second book, where Mary Poppins in the second book comes back X amount of years later, where Jane as and Michael vampire? Are adults, mm-hmm. and she's coming back to them to visit them.
So why
it's a sequel.
So why can't that happen? Why did they have to get new actors?
Because
is Julianne Andrews dead?
No.
Oh, she's still alive. Can she still sing? Oh, she can still sing.
She actually can't sing anymore.
Time out.
Sorry.
You're supposed to have fucking my back no matter
time
what.
No, I'm not. You're supposed to have my back.
I always have your back.
He would defend
from
you.
From a distance. I have your back from a distance.
He would have your back. If I was trying to kill you, he would get in the way for sure.
I really would. You don't understand how many times I go, Missy, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I have to fucking, like, she's like, fuck it, can you believe what this bitch is saying? I'm like, she's just eating crackers. Literally, what the fuck? She's just eating crackers. What the fuck? There are so many times where I have to go to Missy. I love you, but she's just eating crackers. Let her fucking eat crackers,
man. Let her eat crackers, man.
And then Missy fucking rolls her eyes and goes, whatever, I guess. Anyway. She just, like, reluctantly agrees to leave you alone.
I'm like, anyway, you're still wrong because it's not a reboot. It's a sequel. It's a continuation of the story.
That's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's super dumb.
It's not dumb. Super dumb.
Julie Andrews is still
first
fucking...
First of all,
Julie Andrews
you haven't even seen Mary Poppins.
I've seen enough.
No, you haven't.
I've seen enough.
Bullshit. You haven't seen enough. No, you haven't seen it.
Are we here anymore?
I've seen parts of it.
No, you saw some of it. And
yes,
then
I've seen enough. Like I said, I've seen enough.
But you haven't seen the whole thing. If I had seen some of Star Wars, would that make me like qualified to talk about The Last Jedi?
How shitty Boba Fett was? Yes, it would.
Charmander? Is that right?
That's
Isn't there a cat one?
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Cat one?
Anyway, leave reboots alone.
No, like, I know that one. There's a meowing tinder. Meow. That one.
Oh, and going back to your point.
Wait. I do, as much as I agree with you that I don't think it's a good idea to bring back Parks and Rec, especially now.
Ask in 10 years. Vanessa
and I have actually sat there watching the news or reading articles about what this current administration has said.
Yes.
And we have literally
Parks
said...
Parks and Rec is made for that.
And we have literally said... I wonder what
that was the only
Leslie Knope.
I wonder what Leslie Knope would fucking say in this situation.
That was the only spark of interest that I would have is to hear what the show would do with the political climate.
I feel like they could bring Leslie back on Saturday Night Live.
But oh man, that would be great.
But our administration is a Parks and Rec story arc. Like we're aware of this, right?
So
well, just like Veep. Have you ever watched Veep?
I haven't, but I've
Veep
heard it's
is fucking
awesome.
Amazing. And then
it's great.
Her last time that she won an Emmy because she won an Emmy 7 fucking years in a row. For this role, mm-hmm. and the last time she wrote an Emmy, she was saying something. She goes, "Oh wait, that actually happened." And then she looked and she goes, "It's getting harder and harder to satirize this fucking this climate because this political climate is so fucking ridiculous that it's so." But I agree, Leslie Knope would be good. But like Ron Swanson, he had the perfect fucking ending.
He had
the perfect ending.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that so the series finale aired in 2015.
If April died, I'm in. Bring
fuck
her back.
You.
Bring back the show.
You would leave her a child motherless. You monster.
Who said motherless? He could remarry. Andy's a catch. That's right.
Well,
because stepmoms replace actual moms.
It's not a stepmom. It's a bonus mom. Get with the times,
that's
bitch.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, the Will and Grace, how the show ended originally when they came back, they kind of just scrapped the ending of the series finale. But I don't know how they would manage to do that with Parks and Rec because when they
tied it up in
the last season starts in 2017. It was airing in 2015, mm-hmm. and then the series finale jumped to when
2022,
she was old,
I think,
and like governor or whatever. Yeah. So how would
which
they
one of them became
that?
President?
It doesn't say. It's ambiguous.
That's weird.
Well, it's ambiguous, but we
2020
like to think
is like
to
you
think
can right there.
I think it's like a pick your own adventure.
Yeah,
and you can just.
I used to love those books.
We like to think
those are the
Leslie.
Early books I read when I was a kid because you didn't have to read the whole book.
That's my BFF.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Your story checks out.
Your story checks out. I was gonna say because it has because it's just pictures.
No, it's not just pictures.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, that's a comic book, and that would have been amazing. No, these are the books that
do they have pick your own choose your own adventure comic books. That would be fun.
That would be like...
Ask your husband.
Really?
Sure
pick your
own
adventure comic. There's 22 pages in a comic book. You're going to fucking read 10? Jesus Christ. What the fuck? You can't read the other 10
like
with pictures?
A
you
missed
can't
opportunity.
Fuck.
I'm just suggesting.
Kapow.
No, I'm just asking you a question.
Plop. The end.
Oh, well, yeah. You pick your own adventure. Does he snap or doesn't he snap? Oh, shit. Get it.
Who are you?
Batman.
Why did you say that name?
Life.
Anyways, so I
understand why the Roseanne
I can't believe you hate Mary Poppins.
Is super.
I don't hate Mary Poppins. I don't like the fact that you don't like sequels, but you're okay with this sequel. I think it's fucking hypocritical.
It's not. Reboots and unless I'm in the wrong room, aren't reboots and sequels completely different?
But it is a rebooted sequel because you have a whole totally different cast.
Because the second book,
it doesn't matter.
Outside of Emily Blunt, the same characters.
Oh, the title character? Go ahead, continue.
The fucking sequel is happening like 50 years after the original.
Julie Andrews is still fucking around. And she's still amazing.
I agree.
She was in this thing called Princess Bride.
She turned it down. She turned it down.
Yeah.
And the book.
She's
the
queen of Genovia.
Seriously.
The book takes place like I think 15 to 20 years after, which wouldn't make sense for her to be part of it since the sequel is being made 40-50 years afterwards.
I know you're a bookworm, so I know this is hard for you to understand. Movies don't have to go exactly by the book.
That's not my movie. Hashtag not my movie.
The fuck it doesn't have to go.
I don't give a
fuck. Did you not like Ready Player One?
I didn't read the book, so I loved
that's
it.
True. That's true.
You should read the book.
I want to as soon as I'm done with stupid school. But
God damn it, school getting in the way.
Yeah, fucking Shakespeare. Anyway, so like for instance, the Roseanne reboot, I think was one of like 10 people that was excited about that reboot. And I did watch it. I ate my own fucking words and I've been giving it a chance.
It's super controversial though.
It's okay.
But it always has
it's
been,
okay. No, yeah, but it's
not politically it's controversial. Not
politically controversial and Roseanne is a big Trump supporter and now the show follows.
It's not, it's like, look, they've had like 5 or 6 episodes and this last, like not this week's, but the week before was the first episode where I laughed out loud. Everything else is kind of just been like, huh. But it hasn't, it doesn't have the same thing.
I don't like the fact that Roseanne is getting all this prop, the reboot Roseanne show is getting all this props for being this like edgy, whatever the fuck, for in political climate when they canceled Last Man Standing for that.
Agreed.
And Last Man Standing is fucking hilarious.
It's funnier than Roseanne.
And not
only, I hate Roseanne, so I mean
it's fucking hilarious. I haven't seen the reboot Roseanne, but it's
never got the
but Last Man Standing was fucking hilarious and from the jump, and it was always political and it was always fucking edgy and it was always both part there was they had a great balance of fucking and then they canceled that show because it was
but
because
is Tim it kind of like
political.
Maybe and I again I never seen Last Man Standing and I don't like Roseanne, but is it maybe like, can I make the analogy of maybe like this is the Ellen sitcom to Will and Grace? Like maybe they needed Last Man Standing to like break the ice so that Roseanne wouldn't be that
but
bad.
But I don't understand.
But Roseanne,
all I'm saying is why is the Roseanne reboot getting all this praise for being edgy and for being honest?
The same thing happened with Will and Grace. Like,
but not for nothing. I'm not trying to be a dick, but the Ellen show, it was not great.
Right, but
it
had to come
watch
it first.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is Ellen's sitcom got canceled right after she came out. Like, she came out on the show and she
got canceled like 2 years after.
But well, whatever. She got canceled
right after. 2 years later, right?
I get it. She got canceled because people didn't like that she was out in public or whatever.
The studio dropped it,
and then Will and Grace came like a couple of years later and got all this praise for being edgy and for being honest about homosexuality in America and things like that. Something that Ellen was already doing, but.
No,
we
it's not
ready or
it's,
whatever.
It's not the
I'm
same.
Just make, I have no idea.
No, I know it's not the same thing in the Last Man Standing situation. Reason being a couple things, like you said, a couple years later.
Yeah, no, I know happened. This is all soon.
Last Man Standing got canceled last season.
Oh, I know.
And Roseanne started now.
Yeah,
and Roseanne's getting all this praise now. It's not like you can make the argument that when Will and Grace came out, America as a society was different than when Ellen the show got canceled. So more people were more open-minded,
right?
Even if it was 2 or 3 years later, you know, just 2 or 3 years later, which I think it was more than 2 or 3 years, but let's say it was just only 2 years later, you could make the argument and be like, look, it's been 2 or 3 years, America's more,
maybe we're ready,
you know, we're ready now, this is ready. You can make that argument. You can't make the argument and say last season America wasn't ready for this edginess, but now we're ready for it now. I was like, what the fuck? And it wasn't even a full season because Roseanne came in mid-season, so it wasn't even a full season.
It's only like 10 episodes or something,
and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And I don't like, I just don't, again, I'm not bashing on the show Roseanne. I haven't seen the reboot, so I can't talk. But I just I don't like the fact that it's like, I don't like the fact that they're getting the praise for.
Could it be because Roseanne is a woman?
Why would that make a difference, though?
Because things like that make a difference.
I don't know why it would make a difference to favor her. If you want to say Hollywood's men, run by men and men get more credit when women should get more credit, that's one thing.
Because
but
right
in
now,
this case, Roseanne is the one getting credit that belongs to men.
Agree. I do agree. I was a fan of the... Actually, you know what? I just looked it up. Ellen, her sitcom ended in 98 and Will and Grace started that fall.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't
and
a couple years.
And the episode
years,
where she came
summer.
Out was in 97.
Correct.
So, it got canceled a year later.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
So my whole thing is, this is where I get angry or salty about the reboots, because they, for instance, this scenario that happened last week, I think, where they Brooklyn Nine-Nine got canceled because they were trying to make room for Last Man Standing, and Last Man Standing got canceled because they were trying to make room for Roseanne. So why are they canceling good?
That's
fucking
not what happened.
That's what I read.
No, Last Man Standing. The reporter said that. No, Last Man Standing got canceled before Roseanne came out. Like,
Last Man
way
Standing.
Before.
No,
Last Man Standing got canceled last season, and Roseanne came out this season.
But they canceled it to make room for this. They had already announced the Roseanne reboot last year.
They did.
Promise
it a while.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, that's weird. I didn't know that.
So Fox was already working on picking up Last Man Standing. They had, is what you're saying?
Yeah, last summer when they announced that it was canceled, there was that thing that always happens when shows get canceled. Now we're like Hulu, Netflix, whatever, yeah. And everybody passed. And now Fox was agreed to bring it back, but in bringing it back, they were going to cancel Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Or they did cancel it,
and then the NBC picked it up.
So, I don't know if it's exactly canceled. They just didn't renew it. I think there's a difference.
Well, Fox canceled
TV
it.
Terms is canceled is like in the middle of the season, you're canceled. You're done.
Yeah, like you're not getting enough ratings.
You're not getting enough ratings, so you don't come back. There's shows that, you know, go to commercial, never come back, type of shit. There are shows that they just, six episodes aired, and that's not a full season.
There's shows that have been canceled after one episode.
Yeah. Like I said, so, go to commercial, come back.
But I just don't understand the culture that we're in where you would cut off a good show or not renew a good show, right. Like last, and I fucking, love I was show. A huge fan of Last Man Standing, and I shouldn't have been because Tim Allen's character rags on the party
but
that
there's
I
there's a balance in that show,
but it worked, like it was like funny, it was a great wholesome family show,
it really was.
And who wants
wholesome family TV?
It just baffled me, and now I feel like just bringing, and again I'm like one of 10 people that will still like I'll still watch a Roseanne rerun, old school, not the reboot. And I'll tell you that
I don't think you're one of 10 people. I think that show was really popular, man.
One of the people that I know, one of 10 people.
I liked that show when it first aired back in the original run. I didn't like the latter seasons when they won the lottery. I fucking tuned out.
They scratched that.
Yeah, they had
to because Dan died.
No, but right. It was all a dream.
Oh, they knew how hard it is?
But even before the reboot, like at the last season, the last episode was, it was all a dream. He didn't die and then didn't win the lottery. And I was like, what the fuck?
Exactly. So I don't understand like this thing where you fucking cancel good shows to bring, I feel like bringing back Roseanne, she was, when the sitcom was popular in the 90s, she was very controversial. And so I feel like it's just a cheap move from the studio to bring it back. Under the pretense that what Neri was saying, that she's edgy and she's political and she's going to piss people off. But Last Man Standing wasn't even doing that. But it was their brand where it was just banter back and forth. So I just don't get the culture of this fucking reboots and canceling shit. And again, I'm talking mad shit because I'm through the fucking roof that Will and Grace is back.
Yeah.
But I will defend that with saying that it's been long enough where...
Yeah, but Will and Grace went off the air in 2005.
And
it's been 13 years.
Your other show, fucking Mom and Daughter, Chatty Mom and Daddy. Gilmore Girls. Yeah, Gilmore Girls. There you go.
Oh, that wasn't a reboot. That was like a year in the life. That was just a Netflix special for...
Yeah, but they're bringing it back again.
No, they're not.
You sure?
100%.
I feel like I've heard that they were coming back for another.
No, I mean, it would be news to me, but as far as I'm in like Facebook groups, I would have found out.
I believe you. Your story checks out.
Yes. they're not. There's room for it, I think. I wasn't really happy with the four episodes that came out of Netflix.
Yeah, I didn't like how they ended it.
I didn't like it, but just Rory, what she was doing, it just didn't, it was so out of character for her. Yeah. I didn't like what they did with the
She fucking grew up, all right?
She's fucking somebody that's gonna get married to somebody else.
Yeah, she fucking grew up. Okay,
if that's what it's called, I should grow up too. So, I think that
I didn't know that's what happened. Yeah. When I said she fucking grew up.
I was like, oh, don't go down this road, dude.
I didn't know what happened, and I was like, I'm boring. I didn't know what happened, and then I was like, she fucking grew up, and then you were like, she was about to fuck somebody who was about to get married, and I was like, oh my god, that's what happened. I totally did not know that shit. I was like, I was walking into a fucking blank, and I was like, I already committed.
I give you props for that because you're going to fuck
like the
that.
Homer Simpson into the
into the fucking shrubs.
I'm already over the cliff. I'm just going to fucking accelerate.
No, and I swear to God, I fucking, the moment you said that, I was like with eyes wide open, and I was like, bro, Thelma Louise, this bitch, let's fucking go. Who gives a fuck? You're dying, but you're going to go out like a fucking baller, dude.
You're so good. Oh, man.
Like, I'm fucking, all I can do is repeat exactly what I just said.
She fucking grew up.
She's
fucking somebody that's going to get married to somebody else.
And I don't know if you fucking, I felt like my voice cracked. I'm like, she fucking grew up. Fucking, that's,
you know, do you remember that Dane Cook joke where he's talking about like how when you're watching somebody gonna get hit by a car and you want to tell them to stop but you can't, like, just felt with you. I like wanted to tell you like don't do this, but you were already too far far gone and I couldn't formulate the words.
You didn't jump off the cliff with him. No, not good BFF stuff.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, I wasn't.
The way he looked at me, like, "Oh, really? That's what she? That's what you call growing up?" And I was like,
"Is that what it is? Maybe I should grow up." Oh, that hurt my throat. So, yeah, I wasn't happy with that either. I think it's a hit or miss, and I feel like my argument always goes back to... But I think
every show is a hit or miss.
Right, but then whether you could just give... Whether you reboot it or not. You could give a shot to somebody who's written a pilot or is in the field.
She's wanting more original content.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. I just think...
And
I don't.
I fucking rerun the shit out of a show that I like. So if it's coming from me, I'm thirsty for it.
I think it's a case-by-case basis. When it comes to TV shows, I think it's a case-by-case basis. When it comes to movies, I'm all for reboots because reboots show a different generation an idea that maybe they hadn't seen before. A la Scarface. I don't like Scarface. I don't think it's a great movie. I don't think it's a bad movie, but I just don't think it's a great movie. In fact, I may not even say it's a good movie. However, that's been around for 30 years, right? That's a reboot of a 1937, whatever the fuck it was, black and white, fucking, hey, we just got fucking talkies
Scarface?
Or whatever. Scarface?
Yeah.
Came out in 87 or 88,
No, first of all, the original came out in 37.
Oh, yeah. That was a reboot?
Exactly my point. You didn't know that because you weren't around in 1937.
And now you automatically
automatically assume that Scarface, the one that came out in the 80s, is the fucking
I was
Scarface.
Seven. What was I supposed to do on a Saturday afternoon? To watch cartoons?
Right. Fucking sniff popcorn. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm all for the reboots for movies because you're drawing a different generation of movie that they may have seen to some extent. Obviously, some movies are fucking perfect and you don't need to do, but there are most movies are not perfect. You don't need to remake Back to the Future. No, it's fucking perfect. You don't need to remake that shit. You don't need to remake fucking Godfather. You don't need to remake Braveheart. You don't need to make perfect. You don't need to remake perfect movies. But there are movies where you could go, you know, RoboCop. I love the original RoboCop, but this technology, current technology, I would say, yeah, bring back another fucking world. And they did, and it was fucking better than the original. Fuck you. That's what I feel. But with TV shows, I think that depending on the show, as a huge fan of Parks and Rec that I am, I don't think it's necessary.
I don't think it's necessary. And I don't think it'll be good. 3 years after it ended.
It ended in the future.
Right. But talk to me in 10 years when we're actually in 2028 and maybe we can talk
about
it.
Not even then, because I just think that the last season, I agree with Neri, the last season of Parks and Rec was lacking. I think the funniest episode of that season was when Leslie and Ron get trapped in the... That's the funniest episode of the whole season.
That's the funny episode, yes.
And the way that it ended, it would just be a challenge. Could they do it? Yes. Should they? No. Just leave it the fuck alone. I would be on board of having the whole cast do a show of something else. Throw them in with something else. They're all fucking talented. They can pull it off. But don't fucking...
Libraries.
Do a show, but they'd have to work with Tammy.
No. If it's an alternate universe, no. But what I'm saying is...
Another town?
Yeah. I just think that...
Libraries and work. That's the opposite of Parks and Rec. So... Libraries and work. I don't care. Me and Missy are the only ones having fun. Fuck you guys. That's hilarious. My ride or die. I don't give a shit. That's just hilarious.
Oh my God. You know what he told me on Saturday? No, Sunday. That was like, it was fucked up, but it was so funny that I still had to laugh. It was right after lunch. They were going to Space Mountain, and Vanessa and Christy made the line for Buzz whatever the fuck in Tomorrowland.
It was only 20 minutes.
I'm going to the bathroom and I come back and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what's wrong with my stomach. Everything that I've eaten in the past 24 hours has made me run for my life. And Neri goes, stop. You don't run. You swiftly
walk swiftly.
Yeah, and I was like, that's fucking amazing. Like, I can't even be mad at you right now. This shit's so good.
No, my favorite one. This is, I love music. Is Miss? You can take a fucking joke, right? So we're at Star Wars, or no, we're at the Philharmonic, right?
Oh my god, this is so good.
This is fucking brutal. So we're at the Philharmonic, right? And then
Philharmonic,
right? So Oliver,
Philharmonic is something else.
Our son is 3, and he can't. If he sits down in the regular chair, he can't see. And we're in the last row because Sophie had a broken toe. Let me say. and we have wheelchair access with the strollers, mm-hmm. but they force us to sit all the way in the back, so we're in the back row, right? So we're all the way in the back row. There's people in front of us. Oliver's clearly not going to be able to see this show if I don't fucking put him on my lap, and even then, he can't see. So I fucking put him, and he's sitting on my fucking stomach, on my belly. Let's be honest, right? So he's fucking sitting on my belly, and he's looking, and then. Vanessa's next to me with her daughter, and she's trying to fucking like get her, like, how do I fucking get her to be able to watch? The thing is, Vanessa's greedy, so she also wants to see the show.
It's not greedy. That show's her amazing. Magic is amazing.
It's awesome. Get
the fuck out of here.
But again, your kid is comes priority.
I can't relate.
Your
so
kid
whatever.
Is priority. If your kid, if it's between you and your kid, who could watch it? It has to be your kid. That's it. That's the fucking bottom line.
But
especially
why can't
if you,
we both watch it?
That's what she
Hold
was
on.
Trying to figure out.
Hold on.
So that's what she was trying to
and
figure
I'm
out.
I'm sitting to Vanessa's left. I'm, so yeah. it's me, then Vanessa, then Neri.
Right. And I go, look, do what I'm doing. Put her how I'm putting Oliver, right? And then she goes, what are you doing? I go, he's sitting on my belly. And then she goes, Vanessa goes, well, some of us don't. She goes, well, I can't do that. And I'm like, really? And then she goes, yeah, my belly's not as big as yours. And I go, well, then give it to Missy then. Let fucking Missy hold her.
And I fucking cackled. I'm like, that's fucking fucked up. But I'm laughing. I'm laughing at the fat joke that where I'm the butt of the joke.
It's
I
so couldn't. Fucking
it was
funny.
So, you can
you know
laugh. I'm not going to get mad.
But you know what the funny thing
you
is?
You can laugh.
But you know what the
funny Laugh, bitch. It's funny.
I guess you had to be there.
But I
wow. But I told Fanny the story. She laughed her ass off, and she's my best friend.
Yeah.
One of my best friends alive.
So
listen,
jealous.
I'm not. Never mind. Let me. Quit
so jealous. So my, I just thought it was funny. And then right after that was the mean. Fucking carousel. And I forgot what I said to you at the carousel. What happened after the... I don't know what
no,
happened.
No, what happened was that there was a lady
oh
on the...
God, oh my God, that's so fucked up.
There was a lady
up.
On the carousel.
You guys are so fucked up, man.
No.
Oh my God.
Oh, we're fucked up.
We're standing in line with the kids to make this motherfucker... Listen to what happened.
But no, wait. But just listen. This is
what happens when you spend so much time with your... You know how girls sync up with their period? Like, if you have evil minds, they sync up. We're in line. There's a lady on a carousel that had no business.
Are you okay?
Listen, the lady had no business being on the
she
carousel.
Really
I'll just say that much.
She was she so fucking big. I gotta explain to the listener. She was so big.
Oh,
but it wasn't
but
like.
Was she on a horse or she on one of those?
On a horse.
She climbed on that bitch and it passes in front of us.
And she picked a horse on the outside of like the first horse.
And she passes us and me and Neri look at each other.
But I didn't say a
he
fucking
didn't say
word.
Anything.
Oh, fuck. And not I even just, a breath. I didn't even go open my mouth
nothing.
To say something.
I just looked at him. We looked at each other. We both put our heads down and started laughing.
No, that's not what happened. That's
and
not what happened.
What,
no, no,
did
no,
I
no.
tell you shut the fuck
yes,
up?
You did. Yes, you did.
I said,
yes, you did.
Shut the fuck up.
You go, you
whatever
fucking,
you're thinking,
no,
don't
no,
fucking
goes,
say
so
it.
We're there. The whole family's there waiting in line. I look
with
over, right? I look over and I
see their children.
I look over and I see this woman who is massively large. And the funny thing is, I'll tell you what Julie said. Julie, fucking Chrissy's mother-in-law said. So I'm like,
his mom.
Yeah, Chrissy's mom.
Just
right?
Jess
just mother, right? And so this woman is so massive, right? But I'm literally facing the carousel. I'm facing the carousel. Everybody else is behind me or next to me, but I'm facing the carousel on the fucking on the ledge, on the
on
rail,
the
on the railing. And I'm facing the carousel. I see this woman, right? And I immediately, slowly. Turn around, right? And I see Missy over my shoulder. And Missy goes, you're an asshole. Shut the fuck up. And I'm like, I'm an asshole. I haven't fucking said a goddamn word. What do you mean?
Hold on.
So then I go, I haven't said anything. She goes, no, I know what the fuck you're thinking. You're an asshole. Shut the fuck up. Don't say anything. I go, I haven't said anything. So then Vanessa hears a fucking commotion. And Vanessa goes, what's going on? And she goes, look over and just wait for it. And then she fucking turns over. She sees the woman pass by again because it's a fucking carousel. It goes round and round. And then Vanessa
Is
goes
that what a carousel
and
does
then, and then Vanessa goes goes, you're an asshole. And I'm like, I haven't fucking said anything. Wait, I still, to this day, I still have not fucking made a single joke.
Because then the three of us are laughing and Chrissy goes, what's going on? Yeah, it, we like, get her in on it. Then Julie goes, ¿qué pasa? We're like, just better count to three. And she's like, oh my God.
No, and then my favorite was Julie. She goes, ¿qué pena? Julie goes, ¿qué pena? And you can see she has a pretty face too. And I was like, oh my God, that's Julie. The only person who made a joke because nobody else said a fucking word.
Everybody was telling me to shut the fuck up.
And I was like, I haven't said a fucking word. It was fucking funniest because I was like, what are you talking about? I was getting yelled at. I was like, fuck you, you're an asshole. I'm like, how am I? I haven't said a fucking word. And they're like,
It's like a premise. Like, you know how.
No,
like,
it's
did you ever walk into a store with your dad and like maybe he like hit you on the back of the head like for what you were going to do?
No. My parents aren't assholes. What the fuck is happening here? What's
wow,
happening?
That just got really serious. Really
got
fast.
Really sad. Just go to your happy place? What the fuck is wrong with you? What kind of shit is that?
That's sadder than me suggesting that Special K was kids' cereal. That's sadder than that.
Not kids' cereal.
I thought it was Missing Childhood, episode no sé cuánto.
Anything that's sugary is
kids. Is it Special K full of sugar?
No. It's like healthy shit.
Yeah.
Why do kids want healthy shit?
That's exactly what she told me. She was
The ones with the marshmallows in it. Well, it has candy in it.
Missing Childhood. I didn't know.
You never had Frosted Flakes growing up?
I heard they're great.
They're better at proms.
Not laughing.
Oh, God. Not laughing.
Not laughing.
Gonna sign off now.
All right. Well, on that note, I promise we're good people. And I'm fat, so it's okay that I laugh.
But I didn't
anything. People who fall down. I fall down all the time.
Oh my God.
I didn't do anything. And there was a funny thing because I just slowly fucking turn over my shoulder and just shut up, you're an asshole.
Shut up, you're an asshole.
And now we're talking about it on a podcast.
Oh my God.
To our dozens of listeners.
I wasn't there, so I had no participation in any of this.
But
so
you'll be there in June, and guess what? It'll probably happen again.
I'm still a good person.
Yeah.
Good robot.
Rosie the robot. Woo, new nickname.
Mm.
No, I like Thief of Joy.
Me too.
Because it's accurate. Anyways, that's it, right? We got anything else?
I mean, I'm sure Netflix is worth more than Disney, but who cares?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
When
is South Park Land coming?
What would the rides on South Park?
I don't know.
Can we just
Towley?
Oh my God,
definitely,
they would have Mr. Hankey the Christmas
book. Can we take a picture with Mr. Hankey?
Yes, you can sit on his lap and ask for presents.
Is there a ride where we could just shoot at Kenny the entire ride, like a shooter game, yes. Like a Buzz Lightyear, but you just
it's
all Kenny?
Butters, you can't shoot him in the balls.
That's dark, Stephanie.
Shoot him in the dick.
Because Kenny dies
in every episode. That's why it's.
But that's
every single episode.
Yeah. The first four or five seasons, he died in every episode. You killed Kenny, you bastard. You bastard.
It's like a thing. Even in the movie, he died.
Yeah. Went to hell, visited Satan.
Yeah. Satan saved Saddam Hussein.
Have you never
seen South Park?
You never seen South Park, the movie? You will fucking piss yourself laughing.
She's never seen South Park.
Oh my God.
Period.
Oh, you never
seen South Park? No, I have seen South Park.
No.
But South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut is one of the best movies.
Do I have that? I have it. I should be digital.
I think he might have
it. We're about to buy a movie.
No, it should be digital. I'll buy it.
You need to see that movie. That movie's great.
Homework?
No, but it's really.
No, you will thank us.
Listen.
It's a musical, first of all.
Yes. And it got nominated for Academy Award musical. Yeah.
Best editing?
For best original song for Blame Canada.
Yeah.
I say it Canada.
Canada.
Okay. Sure. But you need to watch that movie.
Yeah,
there are a lot of movies I need to watch.
Listen, South Park, the movie was my introduction to South Park, the show. I hadn't seen the show
before
that.
When did the movie come out? Like how many seasons?
Like 1999.
All right.
Yeah, it's... All right, take it easy. Some of us graduated that year. What the fuck?
How did you graduate in 99 if you're only a year older than me?
Because I graduated when I was 17. Yeah, I was a bit of a Lincoln. So
who scored? Sicario, the first Sicario.
It's only $29. I might buy, but it's gonna be. It should
wait,
be
but make
digital.
Sure because I feel like
no, I can't buy it. I can't. It's Dave, Paramount. Fuck Paramount.
Dave might have it though. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he went to sleep.
Well, I'm gonna say that
you
I'm
went to sleep without
it.
A dick pic.
No, I got it.
Oh, fuck.
She just didn't react to it.
No, I did. That's when I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry, because my phone was kind of like this when I was looking at it.
Oh, I bought it. He didn't have it.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Fuck. I didn't want to. I just thought he had it already. So I was like,
you're playing chicken and you lost. Yeah,
no, but it's like, it's going to tell me that a family member already has it. And then we know which one it is, because obviously you don't have it. So it's obviously going to be. And I was like, fuck. He said, do you want to download now? No, thank you.
Did you buy it?
How did you know that it was $12. How did you know that I had Desperado? Does it tell you which family member has?
No, because I kicked Dave out thinking that he had it, because it's on sale now for $4.99. Uh-huh. And I went to go buy it, and it said, after kicking Dave out, it said a family member still has it. I'm like, oh fuck, Missy has it. God damn it, I didn't know Missy would fucking
Christy or Jeff.
No. Stop. Have you been in their account?
Yeah, no.
It's a fucking
okay.
ghost town. All there's right. tumbleweeds walking by. Fucking.
I do. I love Desperado. It's a great movie.
Fantastic movie. Yeah. I'm very jealous. I was like, fuck, I want to get Desperado.
You can kick me out and buy it.
Yeah, I didn't want to go through the hassle again. All right. Anyways,
you didn't want to go through the hassle again. Just like,
so
making dinner for everybody. It was super easy.
Okay, did you make dinner for everybody?
No. He volunteered me to make dinner for everybody.
First of all, I didn't volunteer any one person.
I was napping, so I don't know. This is a brand new story for me.
I didn't volunteer any one person. I said, "What we can make dinner. Let's make pasta so we save ourselves some money." I used we. I never said you're the one that's going to cook. I said we can make pasta. Blah blah blah. I did say maybe you can make the white sauce.
No,
and I said maybe. Well, Jeff is Italian as fuck. And I said, and I said,
ghetto Alfredo that I made.
And I said maybe you can make the white sauce. That's all I said. I never said. Make the pasta for the entire fucking house. I was just like, and then when I got the fucking grief, we're like, really? I've never made pasta for this many people. And I was like, you know what? Let's fucking order out. Jesus Christ. This is so much of a hassle. I just thought I was putting pasta in a fucking boiling water and then she makes the sauce and that's it.
Yeah. Right? Super easy for you.
I was napping, so I don't know.
Anyways,
on that
we
note,
we ended up ordering food.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck saving money. Fucking Nary, spend more money.
I didn't even eat dinner that night. So
you ate cereal that I bought.
Okay.
Not special.
But I didn't order food that night.
No, you did not.
So
anyways, I will later.
Romantical.
Romantic. What are you five? Anyways, that's it. That's the show. Thank you for checking us out. It's been a fun episode. This has been a fun getting our feet wet again on WooBro, because we haven't done it in so long.
I feel like we could put this on Mama's because I can.
So yeah, we had some mom stories. We had that anyways. So
dog thing.
Thank you for checking us out. Make sure you check out all the other podcasts on Geek Bro Network, geekbro.net. The Mount Geekmore podcast, Mamas Are Merlot podcast, the Shiver podcast, the Talking Geek podcast, Comedy Fitness podcast, What's Good podcast, and Zeros on Hero. So make sure you guys check all that out. It's all available at geekbro.net. Make sure to turn off if you have the pop-up blocker. Some people have been emailing me like, oh, we can't see the player, because there's an actual player when you go to geekbro.net and you select each podcast has their own individual player where you can listen to all their episodes, all their previous episodes, not just the last 50 that iTunes limits you to. But you have to have the pop-up blocker off when you go to geekbro.net. So with that said, thank you for checking us out. Make sure you check out Stephanie's event planning services, which again we talked about earlier in the episode. She's actually really good. We hate saying it, but she is legitimately really
I'm
fucking
never
good
nice
at her job.
To her, and she knows what she's doing when she's planning a party.
She's really fucking good. So make sure you guys check her out on Instagram. It's events_by_U. So that's events_by_U. And check out the Mamas and Merlot podcast. Check out my comedy. I'm posting up new videos on my comedy, on my Facebook comedy page. You can check that out by going to whatwashisname.com. Again, that's whatwashisname.com. Go to my Facebook, like my page, and I post videos up either every week or every 2 weeks. So make sure you guys do that. And that's how winning is done. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.